Morning is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? Welcome to another week from the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And it's the moon anniversary, 50 years.
Happy anniversary, moon.
Happy anniversary, Neil, Buzz, and company. 50 years ago today.
Neil, Buzz, and company. There he goes. Everyone forget about Michael Collins again.
Michael Collins.
He didn't walk on the moon.
No. By the way.
Do you think Buzz points that out? Hey, Michael Collins never walked on the moon.
I would think they'd be ragging him on the way back, for sure. Because he orbited while they walked on the moon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why couldn't they reunite and Buzz and Armstrong orbit while Collins hit the moon?
I don't know. That's really...
Went, look, we don't have time. We got to get back.
I feel kind of bad for Michael Collins that he drew that short straw.
I mean, are they better walkers than him? Are they better in gravity than him? Is there some reason?
Maybe.
Better flag planters?
I was watching. There's been so many things this weekend on the 50th anniversary. I was watching something. Was there another? Was it Apollo like 15 that landed on the moon too?
Yes, I believe.
Man, this guy was getting off talking about his moonwalk, about how strong he felt.
Oh, get over yourself.
Yeah, once
he was a passenger.
I was lifting something that was 600 pounds. Like, shut up.
Get over yourself.
Just because you walked on the moon, you don't have super strength.
He probably almost walked out the door without his helmet. He was such a passenger.
Yeah, a Thurman Thomas moment. He's the Thurman Thomas of astronauts.
Well, if you remember, there are many who do not believe we were ever on the moon, including Delbert. He didn't believe it.
Yeah.
And also Bart Sabrell, who was yelling at Buzz Aldrin for perpetrating this fraud, and Buzz punched him.
Yep.
We landed on the moon!
Here's the video, the famous video.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Please.
Buzz, get him, Buzz.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Does he sound a little bit like the...
Baskets,
yeah.
Angel,
get out of here.
This is a hotel.
We'll call the police. We pay. Come on in here. We'll call the police.
There it is. I always have a checkbook.
Sir, I have nothing to do with this, but you cannot solicit on this property.
We just paid to rent out the penthouse to shoot up there.
Why did you swear on the Bible? Why won't he do it?
He knows.
All right. Well, then I'd go through my measures.
Well, then swear in the Bible.
You got to keep shooting, man. Okay.
Well, oh, would you look at that.
There he is.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling a kettle black, if I ever thought of saying that. Misrepresented my way.
Oh, here we go. Heads
you're
up.
A coward and a liar.
Oh, what the heck? I can't see it. Oh, damn.
For me, you're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Oh, Buzz. Man. That was a cheap shot. It was kind of a cheap shot. I'm on Sabrell's side. What? Why doesn't he swear on the Bible?
Because
he doesn't want to say.
I'm starting to think he didn't.
He's a man of science. He doesn't believe in religion.
Draws the line at swearing on the Bible. That was a cheap shot.
I don't care.
No, I'm Team Buzz.
I'm on Team Bart.
That guy deserved it. The police actually
looked at it. Why does he swear on the Bible? If he's so sure he did it.
Because he doesn't feel like he needs to, man. And he's probably hammered.
Might as well just assure the guy by swearing on the Bible, but no, Buzz likes to have a little mystery all the time.
Take care, star.
Check it out. I is here with none other than my main man, Buzz Lightyear, here.
They actually looked at
Buzz
pressing.
Buzz Lightyear.
They decided that that guy was harassing him enough that Buzz did not commit a crime of assault there.
I love it.
Good.
It was a cheap shot, though. He just swung at him.
I guess maybe Buzz should have squared up first.
Well, thank God there's somebody on Bart Sabrell's side. This would be a horrible conversation. You think we really have his number?
I think so.
Is he still afraid? Oh, would you look at that? He's afraid of me. Why? I don't know.
Is Bart Sabrell still popping off about it?
Yes. Because somebody... Which I love the fact that they decided to go, hey, let's find that guy that Buzz Aldrin punched and see what he says about
great
that.
Great idea. I wish I'd thought of it.
I know. By the way, what percentage of people do you think, this is a new poll, believe that the moon landing was staged in America?
I'm going to say like 17%.
Six. 15 don't know if it was real or fake, or they just didn't want to do the survey.
15%.
I can't believe it's six.
I know. No one believes anything. We're never united on anything anymore.
Those people can get out.
I wonder how many people were watching it in 69 and didn't believe it.
Well, like you said,
I was completely sucked in. They got me.
Here's what Sabrell says. I went from being the biggest fan of the moon missions to being their biggest critic. How do you know you were their biggest fan? What does that mean?
If they didn't go, you're not a critic, because it didn't happen.
The moon landing was a Cold War CIA and Nixon administration deception. Sabrell says he has a compilation of riveting and compelling evidence. I got to tell you.
I can't wait to hear all this.
I would not want to see any of his quote-unquote riveting or compelling evidence. I'd feel like it would be very boring.
I would definitely put an egg timer on it.
His evidence consists of recordings, photographic analysis, and high-profile interviews with those involved in the space program. Not a single critic has ever explained in this federal government's alleged picture from the moon how two shadows in sunlight from objects 5 feet apart from one another can intersect at 90 degrees.
Damn, son, that is one compelling argument.
I mean,
outside yourself and see if it can take place in sunlight. It's completely impossible. The problem is,
how do you argue with that?
The problem is, it has been proven two times that I can think of.
Not that I know of.
Well, Mythbusters recreated it perfectly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Is Mythbusters, is that really satisfactory?
You are fake news.
Yeah.
Mythbusters, a TV show.
Adam Ruins Everything explained how it couldn't have been fake, too. So two TV shows, Drew.
Okay. If it's two shows, Adam Ruins Everything is pretty credible.
Sounds like you're being said. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
It's a great
show. Yeah, no, it is good.
And then, of course, this NASA historian is just losing his shit over this guy. And he says the same
thing.
Why
doesn't he go punch him? This guy's just got a black eye all the time.
Scientists.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Was that a pretty decent punch on that?
Yeah, that was a good right.
I mean, it was a cheap shot, but it was Rage a good shot.
Building. I never thought of saying I misrepresented myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Oh, would you look at that.
Away from me. You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Oh.
Good punch.
Good job. Let me give you a high five.
I think Buzz has punched a few other people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right, a guess. Looked pretty natural doing
that. Buzz just, you know, riding around in the West just looking for a fight to get into.
I know. He's like 103 years old and he's popping this guy.
I like Buzz.
Buzz is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Facebook this week, of course, is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, the hottest happy hour in Royal Oak at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on between 3rd and 4th Street on Main in Royal Oak. Mesa's happy hour runs Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And if you're thirsty, Happy Hour offers $4 fresh squeezed traditional margaritas, $3 house wines, $2 well drinks, and $1 rotating draft beers. If you're hungry, $5 cheese nachos, $5 queso dip, $5 cheese or veggie quesadillas, and $2 tacos Americanas. Party your fajitas off at Mesa Tacos and Tequila's famous Happy Hour. See you there.
Mm-hmm. Your zesty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of the border. Adios, everyone.
Okay, I'm pumped to open the Hall Financial Hotline to see if we can get Bart Sabrell on the phone and find out if his mind has been changed by anything. There's been a lot of video, a lot of programs over the weekend.
I'll have an open mind. I'll listen to him.
Meanwhile, I cannot believe 500,000 people are without power around here, and we're not one of them.
I love how those two things intersect. Because I saw a tweet over the weekend where Whitmer, somebody put a tweet out about landing on the moon, and there was a reply about, why can't you fix the damn grid, the electrical grid?
Or the damn roads.
I kind of agree with that tweet.
I kind of agree, too.
To which someone got mad because, way to hijack this moment for your own personal fitness. Oh, Twitter, don't ever change.
Did you see, let's see, what was it? The roads?
Power?
The power. Grids. Oh, yeah. The DTE president, I think he retired and a new guy's taking over, or maybe he's moving on to another job. And they went on and on about what a great job he did. I'm like, what do you mean great job? My ass.
Well, the profits are probably really.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hear a lot from DTE people who say, oh, yeah, they never replace anything until it's beyond destroyed. Who's even when we tell them equipment is failing, they wait and wait and wait and wait.
Who's going to make them? And that was kind of the point of that Twitter fight I saw, because it's, who's going to make these people do it? Government's not.
Why not?
Because they don't want to.
Why not?
Because they get money from them. Probably support their campaigns.
Well, you would think the customers would matter, or you would think there'd be, maybe there'd be some competition that would spawn at some point. Maybe we need a second utility.
Yep. You know what we need? We need a governor or somebody in government who has power go out all the time. Maybe that lives in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Half a million. I can't. Those are crazy storms.
Yeah, the Ann Arbor Arfur got wailed on.
I know.
I hope people took my advice and did not go. Got my reminder not to go to the Ann Arbor Art Fair. Oh my God, it was 110. It was like 97 degrees.
Nuts.
And the storms were huge. Nervous. This is Bart Sabrell?
Yeah.
Cool. Bowie's song remixed for the 50th anniversary by Tony Visconti.
Oh, would you just look at that?
Cool new video, too. What's that guy's name? The drop guy, would you look at that?
Oh, Ed Bassmaster.
Ed Bassmaster.
Why is he counting so loud?
God, he's funny. I like the remix, by the way. I think the drums are a little louder.
Anil
is not available.
What?
Who? Is there a second number?
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, this is the Drew and Mike Show calling, and we, like you, are not happy with all the hullabaloo over this alleged moon landing. Could you please call us? We know you're sitting on a lot of evidence there. We'd appreciate it. The 248 number. Thank you so much, Bart. If that's you. If not, just forget it. If you dare. Released a week before the moon landing.
Oh, no.
Sibby. Damn it.
How come no one plays this song when they're talking about the space mission? To your pad last night.
My Venus rising as Red Peters, who appeared on the show live. You had me in a trance. When John Bobbitt became a minister,
right.
Ordained, he officiated a wedding.
And Ron Jeremy was the best man. That was fun.
That was funny. I love how Bobbitt did not know the vows. And when one of the cards wasn't changed fast enough, he just had to stop mid-sentence.
He's not very good at filibustering.
No. My pants. Over you. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, this was their first dance.
Yes.
I bet you Buzz would love this song. Michael Collins, probably not so much.
Buzz has some new younger ass, I believe. How old is his wife, or his new girlfriend? Is she in her 40s or something?
Know. She's way, well, everyone's way younger than Buzz Aldrin.
Well, his one girlfriend was, she was like 10 years younger, and then she got rather unceremoniously dumped. She was not taking it well either.
That's how Buzz rolls, man.
I know. Buzz rolls. He's like 90. He still rolls. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Last night, or Saturday night, I went to ELO.
Nice.
And there was so much going on. ELO was in town. Alice Cooper was at DTE. ELO was at Little Caesars.
Yep.
The Psychedelic Furs were at Royal Oak Music Theater.
Wow.
Tommy went, and Tommy said they had two backup bands. He was a little miffed.
Oh, really? Why,
apparently.
Why do you need two backup bands?
I don't know. They didn't go until 11.
Didn't you tell me Verve Pipe was here,
Verve Pipe were in Ferndale at the Pig and Whiskey Festival.
It's crazy.
And Maddie.
Too much entertainment.
I wonder if Maddie's ears were burning. I tweeted when they played Telephone Line live, her favorite version.
Yeah, I received several texts, including a video from Matt Riley during Telephone Line.
Oh, did you show her?
No kidding.
Which I showed to Madeline this morning, and she loved it.
Cool.
Really? She loved it?
She loves the live version.
I think she loves phones.
Did Matt do a good that's true. Did Matt do a good job filming it for her?
Yeah, it was good.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he must have gotten it from someone else.
It was the hook and everything.
I have to tell you, the star of the show was Matt's new blood alcohol breathalyzer.
What?
Because he was blowing into it all night so he could see what his blood alcohol was, and so was everybody else.
Was it on his phone?
No, it's a little separate device, I think. But yeah, I think it's connected to his phone.
What's the highest he ever got it to?
I think he's blown a .27.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. He's not even trying.
No, I know.
But he was at like .22 last night.
I wanted to try.
At the show.
I'm so wasted.
And these guys behind us, this guy, how many incidents have we had at concerts? When I go with him, there's going to be an incident. We were just talking, not even loudly. I mean, Matt can be really loud. He wasn't that loud. This guy was mad because every time we talked, our heads got close to each other and his vision was blocked.
So?
He actually said, "Stop talking and watch the show."
Oh, mind your own business, ass.
His friends were ragging on him big time.
Good. I know. What, you're not allowed to talk at a concert?
Just mind your business, please.
What, I know. What is up with these people I sit near?
It's a rock show, too. Did you tell him?
When we went to sit down, when we first arrived, he kind of was like, oh, boy, because I guess we're tall to him. I don't know.
Boy. Oh, is this the Boss Bagel guy?
No, I thought about him.
That guy could never go to a concert. 6'11".
I thought I heard one of his buddies ragging him for being short.
Oh, man, his buddies sound like a blast.
I know. We should have hung out with them. We should have blown their blood alcohol level. I'm sure they would have.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
I'm telling you, the breathalyzer just is the star of any show.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
Ever since Matt got it. Yeah. It's all anybody's interested in.
Everyone loves a breathalyzer unless a cop's administering it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
dude, want to step outside? You want to step outside? Yeah!
Also, Matt had a friend in from out of town who's recently divorced.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's on dating apps.
Oh, which ones?
Tinder and Bumble.
Of course, and, always those two.
And so when he got to Michigan, I've never been on a dating app. These dating apps, I guess they update with local girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, he's like, well, let's go through these and see what's happening. And man, there were some cute girls in there.
Hey.
I know.
Isn't it amazing how easy it is now?
I guess.
A lot harder back in the day.
But you got to go meet them and like them.
That part's funny. Yeah, like, but you already know so much about them before you meet them because of the app.
How much do you know?
What they look like.
Well, I know. That's huge. You know, it was interesting, too, because they're in their 30s and 40s. It was funny. He was showing me how, yeah, the first few pictures are always real conservative, you know, and then there'll be a couple at the bottom that give you a little more data.
Nice. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
And, of course, there were the no Trumpers.
Oh, God.
I know.
Ever.
There were a lot of those.
Whatever. I got to tell you. Even if you don't agree with Trump, I still wouldn't want to be with someone who it's that important that they're going to put it on their dating app, I guess.
You know, I never really felt this way because people talk in such extremes, but this whole Trump derangement syndrome, which isn't a real thing, but I mean, there's some people who it's like it occupies their every minute, it seems like, especially on Twitter.
Well,
my
yeah.
God.
That doesn't count.
In fact, isn't there something, doesn't the steam come out of it when you're the 1,000th person to tweet about the latest horrible Trump thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would think
people know it's so horrible. I like reading them for entertainment value. Really.
But what can you say after 1,000 people have said it and they always try to say something, you know,
it's just
incredible.
Piling on, Drew. You're next in line. You're jumping on. Okay. Jump on the pile. And if you don't like it, you can get out.
Speaking of Trump, he went to a MAGA wedding.
I saw it, yeah. At his own place.
Who wants to have not just a MAGA wedding, like a Hillary wedding or a Kamala wedding or a what?
A theme?
What is
a
wrong theme with
MAGA?
People? Honest to God, I would not follow one. I wouldn't want to be within 5 minutes of any of these people. I would never go to a rally. That's why, you know, there was so much concern about, oh, my God, this rally chanting, send her back or, you know, send them back or send her back. I just don't feel that those people, I don't know, I guess a lot of people want to go to, I can't imagine
taking
hours out of my day to go to a political rally.
Me neither. I don't get it.
Some people, I think, want to say, yeah, I saw the president, or I shook his hand, or I was within 20, not me.
In a setting like that, I don't know.
Well, you got to wait in line.
In a rally at all? Yeah.
According to Trump, you got to wait in line a long time to go to these things.
It's just a lot of time.
I don't get it. And I'm not picking on Trump. I mean, there is no politician. Well, Perot maybe in his United States.
We can't say make America great again because I already did that.
Amazing that Ross Perot captured my imagination.
It really is odd.
I still think he's so cool.
There will be a jab sucking sound going south.
You didn't like Ross?
He's fine.
You wouldn't go to his rally. I never went to his
rally.
Spend $25 for a United We Stand card.
The economy seemed to do okay for the next 8 years after that election, so I'm happy.
I liked the way he. Hey, I just thought it was cool. I liked
it. If he would have won, we wouldn't have all the Monica Lewinsky stuff and
that's true.
Bill Clinton stuff.
Danny Harrison was on stage, George's kid, to do the Wilbury song, Handle With Care.
Oh, cool.
So that was kind of cool. It was a nice show. I mean, I just saw him. It's so weird. ELO doesn't come to town for 37 years, and then they come twice in a year.
Well, so
and
how
Joy was sold out.
How different was the set? No, I saw you yesterday, and I was bummed because I wanted to go.
It was just, I think it was a little bit different. Not much. So I was sort of wondering why I was going, but then it was great. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for babysitting Charlotte yesterday, too.
Charlotte. Wow, she loves Layla.
I know. Has no time for Mags.
No, I showed her how Mags will shake your hand and Layla won't, and didn't want to shake hands with Mags.
And, of course, she won't talk around you.
Yeah, she is really shy.
She not wanted, well, but she isn't. Then, of course, we leave, and she's like, Mr. Drew, show me how Mags shakes hands. Mr. Drew, show me how he does a penguin.
Charlotte.
She said it like that, too. She thought that was the funniest thing.
Mags, it was pretty cool.
Mags doing the penguin.
I thought I was boring her, honestly, because she didn't seem terribly enthralled.
That kid can stand to be bored.
Well, I guess she dug it, though.
Or be cool. Bored a little. But I was down here trying to do some internet type stuff, and I just kept thinking, I'm like, wonder what those two are doing upstairs.
She was entirely just consumed by Layla.
Yeah. She was also a little interested in the investigative discovery show that was on, too, and they're talking about murders and bodies. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that.
Don't bother. It's okay.
That is my daddy impersonation.
Hey, is that Sami or Charlotte?
I don't know. Peas in a pod.
Wow.
That is my daddy impersonation.
How does she do that Sami voice? That's pretty close.
I mentioned it's a terrible impersonation. She would not say thank you when we left. That really bothered me. But the one thing she said and pisses me off is that she's. I said, you can't come back unless you tell Mr. Drew thank you. Do you remember what she said?
Yes, I will.
Whatever. What a little punk.
That's a 5-year-old making a stand.
I reminded her, no, you're not, until you tell me thank you.
Oh, boy. So she loves Layla.
She might be making you a card.
Yeah, I think that thank you will come in time.
Better.
Today, the Baseball Hall of Fame also inducted, or on Sunday, 5 people. And I was listening to No Filter Sports.
6, right?
Oh, is it 6?
Yeah.
I was Halliday, Lee Smith, Rivera, Baines, and Mussina.
And Edgar Martinez.
Edgar Martinez. Yeah, that's right. See.
I also want to thank the member of the Hall of Fame.
Those guys were just livid about Halliday getting in. And I thought Halliday, you know, I know his career was it was really short. He was 203 wins and 105 losses, which is a 667 almost. I thought he was, I don't know.
Could post
all these guys
too.
Are close. I mean, and then Baines just gets everyone wigged out. And Baines, because, you know, he played for the White Sox, so I was a fan of his.
You played in an All-Star game with him. Don't leave that out.
Well, he was a high school star when I was playing in high school. if he had another 134 hits, he would have had 3,000, and he would have been automatic.
But he didn't.
But he had 1,628 RBIs, and he had 384 home runs.
Because he played for 22 years.
Yeah. Well,
he was injured for a bunch of years, too.
0 Golden Gloves.
What position?
No, he wasn't. He was not a great defensive player, but he was a great left-handed hitter.
He was a DH and right fielder.
That's about all.
He didn't win a World Series.
How many people have more than 1,620? Win a World Series? That's because he was on crap teams. How many guys have 1,628 RBIs? My point is that it's not like he's a mile away. He's at least close. I mean, I don't know. Oh, my God, Harold Baines. He did hit almost 400 home runs and 1,628 RBIs. He batted 309 times. It's pretty good. I mean, he was productive. He played a long time, 1980 to 2001. I don't think you hold that against him.
Well, I'm looking at the, you know, how they do on Baseball Reference, similar batters.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tony Perez.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Alkaline.
Alkaline's a Hall of Famer.
Dave Parker.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
No. Billy Williams, Andre Dawson, both are.
Hall of Famer.
Then Rusty Staub, Luis Gonzalez, Dwight Evans, Carlos Beltran, and Torrey Hunter, none of which are. So, it's a toss-up.
So, yeah, he's in the ballpark.
4 out of 6.
I mean, I guess you have to talk about something. I'm not saying he's a, you know, first ballot guy or anything.
Yeah, and Carlos Beltran might end up there, too.
And by the way, what is so much better about Edgar Martinez's stats than Harold Baines?
Isn't that really
what it
is?
Who do you compare to Edgar Martinez?
I'll look him up, but isn't that really what it is? Now the DH door has been blasted wide open.
Well, Frank Thomas blasted it open.
Yeah.
couple years ago.
Yeah, but didn't he play in the field?
He played
more
in the field
that?
For 9 years. Yeah,
that's the Edgar Martinez, similar to. Zero of the 10 are Hall of Famers.
Why did you ruin baseball?
I don't think I heard No Filter bitching about Edgar Martinez.
No, you know, their focus, I mean, I know they hit on Harold Baines, but I think their focus is on pitching because Denny just doesn't believe that anybody who doesn't throw 9 innings every game is not a Hall of Famer.
That's funny.
I know he also was really pleased that Lee Smith got in because he pitched more than an inning of relief. A lot of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, in the Cubs day, in the 80s, yeah, that happened. Yeah. 70s. Bruce Sutter, I think a third of his saves were over 2 innings.
Yeah. If you pitched 3, you could get a save regardless of the game situation.
Yeah, that's
Goose
true.
Goose Gossage and stuff.
Oh, I loved Goose. Remember when he went ape shit?
It was cool. I love Goose.
That sweet Fu Manchu mustache.
Yeah. Really wasn't a very good Fu Manchu.
Audio of him going ape shit.
Goose's hair was too light for his Fu Manchu, in my opinion.
Well, maybe he dyed it.
Maybe. I doubt it. I think men did that back then.
Who was he talking to when he got...
He's talking about Steinbrenner. He was talking to a reporter about Steinbrenner, about what a fat slob he is, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, he went off on him.
I'm looking for it. Oh, well.
Tigers, by the way, tried to lose there for the 34th time in 41 games, but it didn't work out. Shane Green gave a 2-run homer in the 9th, and then Castellanos, who apparently is trying to up his trade value... He hit a solo homer in the 10th, so the Tigers did actually win a baseball game.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's oh, and it's not a sports podcast.
That's right. Great point, of course. All right. Let me mention Gabar and the gang at Zot, Ford, and Holly. They're in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. You've likely heard you can save 20% off sticker during this sale. Our friends at Zot, Ford, and DealsNadie.com will do much better than that. We'll help you get the new Ford of your dreams. You get 0% financing for 60 months and over $14,000 off a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT. Boy, it's a good time. That's when you want to buy one, right? If you're into buying cars. Mm-hmm. That's almost 30% off sticker. Or lease it now as low as $171 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4? That, too, is almost 30% off sticker. Or at least it is low as $99 a month. We all know Zot Ford's a spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, the real sales manager, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by. And you see Gary, too.
Yeah.
Anywhere from Maz lately?
Stacy still. Nothing. Nothing from Tommy.
I think he did text me.
His last I checked, too, his tweets were down. Probably because he's out of the pool all the time.
Did he have some racist tweets or something?
No. What I meant by that is that he just wasn't tweeting as much. Made me sad.
He did send me Happy Chappaquiddick Weekend.
Yeah, I saw some tweets where he mentioned Chappaquiddick-related things. He kept writing, well there, well there.
He sent me a couple of attractive Instagram models that I would never know of.
Oh, you know what? He had a... Wait a second. I forgot
Why
about this.
He followed these people?
This is the tweet I saw from the reply that... Made me laugh. Super 70s Sports tweeted out.
He loves that.
I know. Which, fine, whatever. In defense of every adult who ever caught a foul ball and didn't give it to some kid, fuck your kid. That man waited 50 years to finally have one goddamn ball hit to him in a major league game. He just won the Rawlings lottery. Buy the kid a Sunday. He'll live. What do you think Tom's reply to that was?
I think Tom's not going to like that.
No, Tom wants to catch a foul ball.
Oh, Tom.
So I think that he's going to defend this guy.
Thank you. I'm still waiting. 50 years and counting. 3 baseball emojis.
Nobody cares.
I don't.
Tom.
Hey.
It's just funny that he would even respond to that.
Well, I just don't. I don't know.
He goes to a lot of games. If he wasn't so into the buffet, maybe he'd catch a ball.
I don't get the allure.
Losing his wedding ring.
Yeah. I don't think he can catch a ball from your seats, Drew.
You can't catch a foul ball from the buffet.
Once in a while.
Really?
Once in a blue moon. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Correct. Any word on his work status?
I don't know.
I heard he sounded like he was working on a couple things.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
He doesn't work. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
It is a good time to be off with a new pool. The kids are letting him use the pool they earned, apparently.
Good for them.
Corrective eye surgery is one of the great lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of the century, and it's one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. to change the lives of millions of people on to get better than 20/20 vision they couldn't get with their glasses and contacts. And Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan, with 30,000 plus people getting his state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure and getting, in many cases, better than 20/20. It takes just a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw away all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. The multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses, along with precision far vision. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell him that we sent you for an additional discount. 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Do it.
So let's see what else on my short list. Oh, I thought this was so funny. Kamala Harris has a fundraiser, and Katy Perry's there, Demi Lovato's there, Ariana Grande. By the way, do you want Ariana Grande at your fundraiser?
No.
She likes a donut. I mean, she's just a dope.
I wouldn't want her there anyway. Although, I wouldn't want her there.
So,
Katy Perry, we know, has a lot of money, and she's over, so why not?
She was a big Hillary supporter.
Huge. Yeah,
she does seem so over. Why is she so over?
She's done.
I don't get it.
Left Shark killed her.
Can't she find another?
She was taken out by Left Shark.
Can't she find another anthem?
No, I think her last album bombed.
Does she write her own songs?
I don't think so.
No.
That's a great question. I have no idea. Maybe that's what she needs, then, a new songwriter.
It has been a while. I don't think she's done much since that Super Bowl halftime show. That was when she was kind of,
exactly,
you know, really up in front.
You know,
it's when Left Shark attacked.
I mean, she does do the new show, The American Idol, right?
Is that, oh, that's right.
But no, that bombed. No
one
watches
that. I think viewership is down. And,
yeah, it's way down.
I think her
cutting, makes a lot of money for it,
like
though.
She's like Samson, cutting the hair really
Oh, good point, yeah. Her strength was in her hair.
Right.
I liked her with the dark hair myself. Isn't she always blonde now?
Well, it's just short. It's really short. I think
I don't like
growing
that either.
Out now. But
she needs to.
What, is she 50 years old or something? I didn't realize she was so old.
50 years old.
Why does she have to have short hair?
34. It's over. It's over.
She's still hot.
I know. Funny, I don't look at her the way I used to. I used to look at her and go, oh, man, is she hot? And I don't. It just doesn't even cross my mind anymore.
You don't see her anymore. She's
That's
gone.
True.
She's
You're probably
over.
Right. So anyway, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, and who's the third one?
Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry. We're just talking about her.
Yeah, see, I forgot her already.
Yikes.
They're at this Kamala Harris thing.
You're not even paying attention.
Which, I don't know, Kamala Harris be the candidate? I've just got to make her president.
No candidate.
No, I don't feel that way about anyone. But honestly, I don't know, she just, whatever. I don't want to get into it. But something goes terribly wrong at this fundraiser.
Ooh.
Guess what went wrong?
I have no idea.
She held it at Scooter Braun's $20 million mansion. The Swifties have turned on Kamala Harris.
What?
The Taylor Swift fans. Yes, they're angry. They're livid that Kamala Harris is working with a misogynist and a bully.
Oh, come on.
Oh, and plus that puts the whole Katy Perry.
Yeah, they're not friends anymore, right?
Oh, no, that's right. They made up. They can't make up now.
They made up on her on the
new battle.
New video.
New beef.
You
know,
it's heating up.
Again,
this is just something political I can get behind.
This is
hilarious.
Is so dumb. Yes. I love it. It's so dumb. I love it.
It's really interesting.
Because Taylor Swift doesn't she have a gazillion followers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, when she got behind that Tennessee candidate, I thought, hey, that might be something. I mean, that's kind of scary if you're on the right. And one of these artists can actually
mobilize people to register to vote. Yeah.
Right. And it didn't work out, I don't think.
No. Not for her, no.
Not for the candidate that Taylor Swift got behind.
Yeah, they lost.
Right. And I don't know whether
it helped. Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
That's what precipitated that.
But the headline of the story is that the Taylor Swift fans have turned on Kamala Harris.
That's great.
She didn't raise a lot of money, though.
You can't lose that segment of the population.
It's a pretty big segment.
The Swifties. They're brutal, man.
Well, this whole fandom is insane. This is from someone who's one of the biggest fans of someone that you can possibly be.
It's very cultish.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? Like these Jackson people, and they're, you know, all angry at these these victims leaving Neverland. I mean, they just want to attack them. And the amazing thing is they learn all the talking points, too. The talking points about why he didn't do it or how we know he didn't do it. I mean, isn't that embarrassing, kind of?
Another, I'm sorry to bring her up again, but another Charlotte story. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't eat dinner, so I just started singing Eat It to her. You know, the Weird Al song.
Weird Al.
So then I decided to play it for her, which she was not digging that I was using that.
Will it not play because of the Michael Jackson? You know, Weird Al canceled the song.
Yeah, I know he won't play him, which is a little silly.
I thought so, too.
Another side note. It's a very good song to play for your kids if you want eat their food.
It actually works. Oh, did it work?
So then it went to, I was trying to explain what a parody is.
Uh-huh.
So I played the real version.
Well, this has to be confusing for a five-year-old.
No, she likes music, so she was listening to Beat It, and I said, this guy's name is Michael Jackson. Don't ever Google him, is what I said.
What?
I said, he does really good music, but don't ever read about him. She goes, why? I said, because he was a very bad man, but he made good music. I'm trying to explain that to a five-year-old.
It's pretty tricky territory.
Weird Al came out and said he's no longer putting any of the Michael Jackson music into his...
Well, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, jeez. Ouch!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know the best part about that is we knew where you were going and let you go anyway.
I know. Well, Brandon gets pretty deep into things over there.
Yeah.
Not to mention he's working on a fart all the time.
Okay, so carry on. I'm sorry. You're talking about the Jackson...
Yeah, these artists ask their fans, you know, pray for me, support R. Kelly, pray for me, you know, this whole thing. And these people, they fall for them. Oh, yeah, we're praying for you, and we've got your back, and I don't care how many kids you molest.
That is really, really
weird. It is weird. I think it's crazy, and I think Taylor Swift has the same effect.
Do they feel like they are not allowed to like their music if, I mean...
I don't know. I think it's just they put him on a pedestal and there's nothing that can knock him down. There's just nothing. I think they buy into the whole package like Jackson, you know, that he loves children and
doesn't.
He has this crazy zoo. It's actually a pedophile paradise, but you know,
he loves children so much. He
loves animals.
Looks at their butthole while he beats off.
I know. It's just, that's strange. I don't know. I was getting on this a couple months ago, this idea that a lot more people are in cults than think there are, than we think there are, or that you might think you are. And then I started thinking, you know, I know a lot of people who are in cults within their marriage because there's one member of the marriage that completely, it's almost like their personality disappears, you know, and they even take on the beliefs of the other person. It's like, that's a one-person cult.
That's every marriage.
Is it kind of?
Your marriage isn't working out.
Maybe it is.
Huh? It just
goes along with that no girls don't have low self-esteem. All marriages are a cult.
It's true. Yeah.
Maybe it is true. I mean, I see cases that are really weird, and even to the point that when they get divorced, the person becomes himself again. Like, hey, you're you again. What's going on?
That's the new you. Next thing you know, they're on dating apps at the ELO show.
Yeah.
I was listening to, what was I?
He was in no cult.
Oh, I was listening to Dan Lebatard's show, and he, you know, he's getting married, and someone asked him how the planning was going for it on the show, knowing he's would have no part in that. He just that's just how he is. He's like, that's no interest.
That's one of the advantages to guys getting married. The wedding arrangements, just take care of themselves.
And he said, that's why I'm marrying this woman, because he was going to be a bachelor forever. It's because he doesn't care, and she did, and they're like, well, don't you want an opinion? You know, and the one guy on there says, he goes, my wife wants me to have an opinion as long as it matches with hers. That was a really funny idea that you have to have an opinion. And then Dan said, like, no, they want you to have an opinion, but one about stuff that's inconsequential.
You know, I was...
Which I thought was a really funny way to look at it.
I was curious, on Friday, he was blasting ESPN for telling him to be non-political. Because, and that's actually, honestly, it seems weird coming from me, but that's one of the things I don't like about his show is I don't want the politics.
He doesn't do it that often, but yeah.
Every time he does, I kind of cringe because he's very left. And if anybody's very right or very left, I just don't. It's like, okay, I could tell you how you feel before you tell me if I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
The best part about it, though, is the rest of the people on the show really don't like it when he does it either.
Do they feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. And they tell him and they talk about it on the air as it's happening. because nobody wants to get involved in his conversations about it.
So, yeah, and I know he's not really a typical sports show, because I've listened to Dan Le Batard, and he does a lot of things really well, and he's very successful. Mm-hmm. But he came out and said this ESPN no politics policy is BS.
Yep.
And honestly, for his show, it probably is, because he talks about a lot of things. And his audience probably agrees with him, I imagine, if he goes that way. They probably agree with him anyway. But did ESPN respond to that at all? Was there anything? Because they are on a strict, like, no politics policy.
Yes and no. They sent out a very sternly worded memo reminding everybody that they are in the no politics business.
So what happened to the person that left the no politics zone?
Oh, I think he, at least for the first time, I think he'll be fine because his show is so successful.
Okay.
It's probably the most successful.
So Jemele Hill didn't have the ratings to...
No, not at all.
Yeah, no, I didn't think she did. But that whole Jemele Hill thing is weird. You know how they bought out her contract? Mm-hmm.
For a lot of money.
A lot of dough. And I'm like...
Yeah, that show wasn't working. That show was not going to work.
No, I didn't really think it would work, but... I mean, who knows?
Dan's show wouldn't work if it was on TV. It works because it's radio, really.
But Jemele Hill said, the president and anyone who voted for him is a white supremacist. Mm-hmm. Now, that's you're pissing off a pretty good portion of the audience that you potentially have.
But Dan,
so I understood, but Dan Le Batard was saying that it was BS that they came down on Jemele Hill.
Yeah, he was kind of railing against ESPN, which he has done so often.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
He knows that if he gets fired from ESPN,
somebody will pick him up.
Somebody will pick him up.
Yeah, so I agree. It is.
He was
you don't care. It also makes your show better because you don't care.
What I thought was interesting, he was railing. Yes, he was talking about the send her back thing, and obviously he doesn't agree with that. But he used a guy from Fox Sports' tweet to do it, to kind of echo what he said, and then kind of railed against, we're not allowed to do anything political unless Steph Curry or some weak sports content is attached to it, which is so phony. It's like, if you want to talk about it, let your show talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they discussed Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff.
Oh, ad nauseum.
Right.
The problem is, I understand I really do understand their policy. I think it would probably depend on, I see ESPN is so political now, they're political anyway. I mean, would they ever, I didn't want to get into it.
Political or PC?
They're very PC, but that ends up being political.
I don't know how
PC equals left.
I don't know how you have a blanket rule for this enterprise that is digital TV and radio, because radio shows are different from TV shows.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to get away from it as best they can. They're trying to say it better be good.
I just think, I don't know, I think the whole thing is kind of interesting.
Because being political means a lot of different things to a lot of people. And if you have an open door policy on it, you're going to get a lot of stuff.
They have Will Cain on after Dan, and he's the exact, not the exact opposite, but he's way more right.
Well, he's always the guy they bring in if they want to present a potentially opposing viewpoint.
But you would think if you had
explain the other side.
If you had radio shows, you let him just do the radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That show, it's interesting. I don't even know why that show's on ESPN, to be honest. Why is it on ESPN?
Because that's just where they all started.
I would just think he'd be better off on satellite or then he doesn't have to talk any sports. He doesn't have to pretend to talk sports.
No, you're right.
Maybe they want to talk sports. Right. I don't know. I don't really know what they're doing.
To an extent.
Okay. So in that vein, I guess I was watching Let It Rip this morning on Fox 2, and they had the Miss Michigan World chick on.
Yeah. By the way, what is Miss America World?
I don't know.
This is another pageant we have to know about now.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was.
It's not Miss America. It's not Miss USA. It's its own separate thing.
Yeah, and she's a UM student. And I'm thinking, wow, how is she even in UM with views like these?
She ever a beauty queen?
So she got stripped of her Miss Michigan World, whatever that. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. But nonetheless, it's a beauty thing, and she's very attractive. Where is she from?
I don't know. She was down and she went to Central Florida for a while.
What's her nationality?
ZHU is her last name. So what is that? Is that Chinese?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Maybe Korean? Probably Chinese.
But anyway, they had a couple people on there. And they stirred it up. Actually, it wasn't a bad Let It Rip. And
they let it rip?
They let it rip.
Who was
they
that?
Let it rip a bit. They had some guy from a Muslim organization, and they had some chick on who was black, who I think was pro-Trump.
Oh, I've seen her before. I think she was on. She was
she
on
got
Thursdays.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
but she was very well spoken. Actually, they all were very well spoken. I thought so. It was, and it was a respectful argument. I didn't really disagree with much that was said, but anyway, she had tweeted that there is a try a hijab on booth at my college campus. This is not in Michigan. This is in Florida. She transferred to Michigan, and then she says, "So you're telling me that it's now just a fashion accessory and not a religious thing? Or are you trying to get women used to being oppressed under Islam?" I thought that was kind of a thoughtful tweet, actually.
It might be making a mountain out of a molehill, but she's right.
Well, I can't. You know, it's really
interesting. Wait, what if you want to wear hijab as a fashion accessory?
Well, I wondered about that. Is that disrespectful?
Lindsay Lohan does.
Well, who cares if it's disrespectful?
I don't know.
Muslim?
I'm just asking. I don't even know.
It's basically a hat at that point,
who
right?
Who knows who you're upsetting these days?
Don't worry about that.
But anyway, so I read this and I'm thinking, wait, so is somebody going to tell me that Islam is not oppressive to females? Is that what the problem with the tweet is?
I don't know what the problem was with the tweet.
I really did. I was completely lost on this.
But I like in the story, it says her comments prompted a Twitter fight. It's like, yeah, every comment on Twitter prompts a Twitter fight.
Well, I don't. It seems like you can't ever say anything about Islam or you're just, what? Yeah. I mean, isn't there, and I'm not sure I understand that. In fact, you know, you could really, when you go into political correctness, why is it that religion doesn't somehow have
understand.
Any? Isn't that strange?
It makes no sense.
I mean, religion is
it should,
is
it
a
should
huge,
all be it should all be, every religion should be fair game.
It's I don't know why. I mean, it may be something that is encaptured or somehow embossed in the religion or ingrained in the religion, but that doesn't mean no one else can criticize it.
Hey, if you don't like Muslims, you get out of Islam.
It seems like that's the story.
Except in, you know, Islamic ruled country, you can't just get out of the religion.
No, you can't.
No. See, that's the one thing I have.
There are countries you have to wear these things.
Don't you think?
You have to cover
point.
Your hair. Saudi Arabia, Iran.
I think in America, there needs to be there's a separation of American Muslims, which, by the way, very small percentage of the population, from Islamic-run countries like Iran or Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I suspect there's
but
a
But I don't think
difference.
A lot of people separate those two.
But
the
no,
point
they
being,
probably don't, but I mean...
Point being,
even
women
though,
in Saudi Arabia don't have much of a choice
no.
or freedom, and they're only getting some of those freedoms now.
But if that's your religion, that's part... I mean, I think of it as all part of the same religion. I mean, whether you're in one country or another country, it's still the same... You're reading the same book.
Yeah, but I'm a Catholic, and there's people that are better Catholics than me. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's a good example of a religion that somehow escapes political correctness.
How about this example? You can be an OT8 or you can be an OT1. You know, there are different levels.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think. I thought it was a clever tweet.
I think
I was trying to be Miss World America or Miss World World or whatever she wants to be, I probably wouldn't tweet it.
But I thought it was
a thoughtful tweet.
Yeah, it's fair. I don't have any problem. I don't know why someone would have a problem.
And
with
then
it.
Her second tweet was in response to, she said, the police were getting lambasted and called pigs and all kinds of names because of some incident. And she tweeted out, and this may have been a larger problem. Did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks? Fix problems within your own community before blaming everyone else.
Or you can get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what
so
I don't
that,
like?
That didn't
what
go
I,
over too well either.
Mario
Lou really did. Took exception to that.
What I don't like about this, though, is there's no context.
Well, there was if you were following, I guess, the tweets before her, which was what she was angry about, was that this thing was just like hanging there. So she said... she didn't really defend herself that much. She just was trying to say what she was thinking. And, of course, one of the other guests said, well, 84% of whites kill whites. And what never came up is that what about the quantity, the number of murders is certainly significant.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Are we really
splitting hairs? It's not something I really want to tweet about or talk about. It's – Although I understood.
Not if you want to be Miss World America or whatever.
I don't think that is. She doesn't strike me as someone who really wanted to be Miss World America. But
Well, it's interesting. She did delete both of them, so I wondered if that was if someone wanted her to.
She knew she was in trouble. So
the cool thing about this is it's getting really blown up now.
Oh, the story is.
Yeah. So
why is it getting
a lot of retweets going? See, you can't have free thought in this country.
Well, if you want to be Miss World, I guess you can't.
Yeah, you're not just going to be arrested or anything.
But honestly, I thought the first tweet was actually clever. I'll even call it clever. The second tweet, especially for a woman tweeting it, you know, who's you would think that. Well, this is a silly statement, but you would think that Miss World would be very a feminist, be pro women.
Yeah, right.
And maybe
probably to make money.
Something oppressive within a religion would bother her, and she would want to speak out about it.
Except in America, you know, it's their choice if they want to wear it.
Yeah, I don't think.
Because if it wasn't, they could get it. Sorry.
It's a bummer she's been stripped because I thought that she was really pretty.
Yeah.
I loved her Q&A. I thought she was she.
Wait,
she
you saw a Q&A?
Oh, wait, there's a Q&A we can listen to?
Oh, great.
She had a great answer.
I don't want to listen to it.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Ooh.
For our
Thank you very much, South Carolina. That was great.
You know what the worst part about that answer was? She didn't even answer the question, which was,
what do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
And she didn't have another choice because
this is your final question. You know that, right?
And there wasn't another question.
This is your final question.
Why did you go up on questions?
This is your final question. This is your final question.
Is.
That's great.
Why is he emphasizing his so much? He emphasizes a different word.
Come on.
He should be the host for everything.
I know, he should. Deanne emphasizes a different word every time he reads the same sentence. Isn't that funny?
It's really amazing. Wouldn't that be great if he did host everything like the Democratic
him and Ricky Henderson.
The Democratic debate.
Joe Biden, what do you think we should do with healthcare?
Deion was railing on
Deion?
Kids using social media.
Oh, I'm with you, Deion.
And guess where he was railing about it?
On social media?
On social media. how are these kids going to see it?
Where else do you get the most?
I don't know, one of his hosting gigs.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that path again, but it just seems so obvious to me. Kids just say dumb things. They just do.
Yeah.
You don't want things your kids say in print permanently.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Uh-uh.
It just seems like a terrible idea, plus all the bullying.
When was the last time someone went, wow, that 13-year-old had a great tweet?
Yeah.
I think it's very, there's a lot of.
Where's our friend, where's little Tay, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Where has she been?
I don't know.
Well, everything here be designer. Gucci, Louis, Versace.
No. I haven't seen her in a bit.
My bathroom's worth more than your house.
What happened to that Miss South Carolina with her maps and
Is
she an influencer now?
She was in pageants after that. She was trying to reclaim her title, I guess.
She's probably gorgeous today.
She's
right?
Really pretty. She was, yeah. I saw her like 2 years ago on something. They did an update on whatever happened to the idiot who gave that stupid answer.
She married to somebody who's like 30 years older than her.
I don't know if she was married.
I have no skills.
Can we look her up? I love Where Are They Now.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
You know her name's Kate Upton.
It is?
Oh, really?
It's Caitlin Upton.
Well, can you look up
married to Verlander?
Whatever happened to the idiot answer, Miss South Carolina Kate
Upton?
Such
as?
And such as?
She has a whole Wikipedia entry.
She does? Why does she call it the Iraq, by the way? First of all, it'd be the Iraq. The Iraq.
No. Oh, she's a real estate agent. Should we call her?
Oh, no.
I know she showed up on Tosh. She was also in Weezer's Pork and Beans music video.
Oh, she was on The Amazing Race, too.
Amazing Race.
Yes.
How'd she do?
Third place.
Is she likable?
Because she had maps. Huh?
Was she likable?
I don't remember her, man. No. I really don't.
She got married a few years ago.
She did?
She did. To a personal trainer. She's selling real estate.
Wait, did she marry a personal trainer?
Yeah, she married personal trainer Charlie McNeil.
I thought you were joking.
No. Don't joke at such things, such as.
Oh, man.
She sells real estate in Brentwood.
Oh, Brentwood.
In Brentwood?
Like you're keeping your body.
Is she on that? Is she on that Netflix series? There's a Netflix series about this office of super hot babes who sell real estate.
Her LinkedIn. Real estate agent for Keller Williams in Brentwood. TV personality at IMG William Morris.
IMG William Morris represents her?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why does she look these days?
Good.
She was really pretty. I thought she was beautiful. And actually, when I saw her, maybe it was on Tosh. You said she was on Tosh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she came across pretty well.
Yeah, she joked about it. She was fine.
But I think she really just had a total brain fart. I mean, I'm not saying that she's Einstein, but I mean, I think she was a pretty cool chick, basically. She seemed like it. She was joking about it.
I mean, there's more depth to her than that answer?
A little bit.
What are you talking about?
Not saying a lot, but she was likable.
Remember when she made you jizz your pants?
Come on, she's hot. That's really...
You know, that's part of... One of the guys on Let It Rip on Fox 2 Sunday morning said... And he was from the Islamic organization, and he was talking about the girl that had the two tweets. It was kicked out of Miss Michigan World.
He's laughing at whatever that
is. I know, just whatever. Anyway, he said he doesn't like this business of someone says something, you know, whether it's something horrible, something that a lot of people really don't like, or it's controversial, this business of canceling people. I just think it's gotten insane.
I know, but, you know, the flip side of that is, do you think Miss American World really wants to put up with all the shit they're going to get from other people? So don't be mad at the entity. Be mad at all the people, you know, telling the entity what to do.
Well, the entity can take a stand. They don't have to.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
they're angering people by kicking her out.
This isn't
they're getting shit for that.
This isn't the best example, but a lot of times at what cost, you know? I'm just saying. I don't know
how big a deal this is, but it might be a bigger deal kicking her out than leaving her in. She's pro women, and I got the impression the first tweet was the bigger problem.
Really?
I didn't even know the second tweet until Let It Rip.
The problem is that World America, whatever it is, they haven't made any comment, have they?
I don't know.
It's going to be all bullshit anyway. Yeah. So, but she really gets to run the story. Either way, it's a little ludicrous.
So I wanted to, I just saw this today and I thought it was an interesting list. It was the top 20 songs 35 years ago today.
Wow.
In July 21st, 1984.
That's a great year.
You know, it wasn't a bad year.
84 is a great year.
And I was looking at the top 20 going, you know, that's not bad. And usually, it's very rare that I say, boy, music's great right now, but
well,
I don't know,
Purple
it wasn't
Rain,
bad.
Purple Rain's got to be on there.
It's not, but what? Prince is.
Are you gay?
But first, I mentioned the Dog Days of Summer are here, and that means that Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zot need to make some room. So it's time for the lowest of the low lease payments on your next ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. So here you go. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month, or a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. How about Ram trucks? Go lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-price rides you will have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-to-be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And you can surf for a lot of things on dealsinthed.com. Hall Financial, we opened the Hall Financial hotline. I don't know if we'll ever connect with anything on it today, but they are the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show. And boy, I got a really nice email from somebody. Well, I'm looking for that.
I'm breaking news on Caitlin Upton.
Oh, what is it?
She's getting divorced from that personal trainer.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Is it an ugly divorce?
Well, they were married for, what, 2 years?
That's too bad. It happens.
I guess there's not enough mirrors in the house. By the way, she looks gorgeous in her.
Oh, I want to see her picture as soon as I finish this copy. So please keep a picture. Sorry. For me. Can you put one up, Brandon?
Oh, here's the
her
most
Instagram's
recent.
pretty solid, such as.
Well, let me see.
Damn. She's got a body on her.
Boy, she is cute.
Well, that husband of hers really got her in
shape.
She cut him loose.
Now, this is when I like an Instagram account. Oh, my God. Oh,
good morning, Dimples.
Boy.
Look at that dress. She shops at the tight dress store.
I think this guy would find a new place to say good morning, Dimples, if he came onto this account.
Wow.
Or does he want to say good morning, Dimples? Oh, boy.
Mm. Ooh.
It seems that she is very reliant on her body for her Instagram account.
What?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hall Financial.
And I'm glad she is.
Yeah. Not complaining. Isn't it sort of interesting that when you go to an Instagram account and it's someone hot and they're all nature shots, you're kind of like, hey, come on. What is this bull crap?
Or their food.
Where's the thong, bitch?
Wow. Look at those. Wow. Ooh. Hmm. Nice.
Sorry. Kate Upton. What's your Instagram account in case people want to look along?
Well, we'll put it in the notes, but it is Katie. She goes by Katie Upton now.
Okay. Can we have some comments, please, by the time I finish the Hall Financial copy? Lower payments, better options, and more personal attention at Hall Financial. And more personal attention, that's what I would really put the focus on, because we get notes all the time from people like Ken, who says, hello, guys, just to let you know, Chris Foster at Hall Financial is awesome. I started refinancing through company X and didn't feel comfortable. I didn't even think about David Hall and Hall Financial until listening to the podcast.
He said, duh.
He probably heard the spot 22,000 times, and somehow, for some reason, he went to Company X, but he remembered. So I decided to hit the link on your webpage to Hall Financial and refinanced in less than a month. Chris explained all the ins and outs. It was a fantastic experience. So great. Now Chris is helping my partner, husband, refinance his parents' home, which we own too. Ooh!
Wow.
And he said, ooh, in his letter as well. Also, he directed me to a person that will help my mother in South Carolina refinance her place, being they're not licensed there. Well, that's really nice, Ken. I'm glad to hear it. And that is the kind of notes we get from so many people who refi with Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website, as Ken did. Fill out the online form. They get back to you, but fast. Or 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. Comments?
God damn, you're so hot. This one's funny here. I feel like I might be that stranger and everything, but I love you, and you'll always hold a special place in my heart.
Oh.
He says that to people.
I know.
Let's see his profile. Can we see that guy's profile?
That's weird. He's got a family.
What?
His profile is his wife and children. Okay.
That's so bizarre.
What a creep. Jeez. That is a great picture.
That is
by
a great picture. I could get really wrapped up in that picture. Say something stupid.
Yeah. I love you. There's a lot of people that just love her.
I love you.
Oh,
I love you. You're that idiot that messed up on Teen USA.
No one mentions that. She does look different than, you know, when she was on. Was that Teen Miss USA or was
that?
Yeah.
It's really funny, too, in some of these. Like, I'm looking at some other ones. She posted a picture, and you can tell her friends follow her because it's just like, can't wait to see you this week.
Right.
And meanwhile, then there's the guy right after that writes, those legs, though.
Oh, boy.
So now all her friends can see you're getting hit upon.
Pick another picture and some comments, Brandon.
That is. No, people are actually being pretty nice. They're pretty nice.
Nobody even notices how hot she is?
But she does look different. But, you know,
is she on the right or the left in that picture?
She's on the right. This is her.
Okay.
Yeah. You look amazing. I don't know. These aren't as bad as we've seen.
No eggplants anywhere?
No. What's wrong with these people? Yeah. Help your game.
She surprisingly doesn't have that many followers, though. Well, 35K, but you'd figure she'd have more.
I would think she'd have more, especially because she gives it up.
And now that she's getting divorced.
She's out there.
I'm surprised all the swinging bones are here.
Luke Nowacki, finally. would like to remind you, if you don't have a financial plan, well, maybe you should think about talking to Luke. Mm-hmm. Many of us are secure with our finances right now. Ooh, but it might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our financial future obligations, whether it be life insurance, college savings plans, or tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all of your questions and help plan your future finances. The last thing you want in retirement is to listen to Juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car or that he pays for everything around here.
I'm getting even to do.
Call Luke, 248-663-4748. Set up a plan today to avoid your retirement future collapsing. Security Investment Advisory Service off the run. It's Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Call Luke, 248-663-4748. And yeah, he did help people with their health care and all kinds of things. So
did you see the Juice had a new video over the weekend?
I did.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? It really hit home
with
me
that
he thinks he's running back OJ again.
I know.
Because he's talking about finding out that he's 16th on the rushing list and you know, we only played 14-year game years, seasons back then.
It's really funny. Yeah, and he claims that that doesn't bother him. And then in the end, he brings it up again. It's like, oh, yeah. He's not really good at letting things go.
I mean, if someone considers him as a football player as opposed to a murderer, he's very fortunate.
Yeah.
But then to say that he's not getting his due because of the light schedule, I mean, the murders really sort of overrode everything, Juice.
I haven't seen this one yet, but I'm going to guess that it starts with, hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly.
Okay. Well, football, it's a good hook. I got to credit him for that.
The city got lucky. Drink Hill will be playing this year, and it solidifies my thought that Patrick Mahomes should be the only quarterback drafted in the first round.
He's so stuck on this, Brandon.
The separation in points from the other quarterbacks can't be made up in any other position. You know, I want to talk about ego.
Uh-oh.
You know, all athletes have ego, and I always thought my ego was under control until recently.
Oh, yeah.
But I had an ego attack.
He's the king of keeping his ego under control.
A friend of mine, the only female in my fantasy league, since she
was
watching
the
NFL channel, and they were doing a list of running backs with the most yards from scrimmage. And they were asking, would Saquon Barkley get on that list? I guess Chris Johnson was first, LaDainian Tomlinson was fifth. They were wondering how far he'd get
Pause
on that list.
Pause this for a
list.
Sec. Where do you think he is? Because he's usually on the golf course, but that sounds way too loud for the golf course.
He's in a park.
What's he doing in a park?
I don't know. There's picnic tables in the back. It sounds like there's some music going on.
Is he at a family reunion?
Maybe.
Is he just tweeting every couple days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every
he usually tweets like right when we stop recording.
Yeah. That's true. He does.
Eventually, he and Gurley will be on that list. They may even top that list. But she said, OJ, I was surprised to find out that you're on that list. And she showed it to me on her computer, and I was 16th. Then that pissed me off. But I looked at it, and I said, well, look, I averaged 160 yards a game in 1975. And today, that's still an NFL record. And if you extrapolated that to two more games, I would be at the top of that list. So I felt a little better.
Well, if you got 160 yards the last two games.
When Roger Maris broke his home run record, even though he had eight extra games.
Yeah, but he didn't murder two people.
In any event, all records are made to be broken. They're not monuments. They're just goals and targets, and they will always get broken eventually.
Oh, okay.
I just
sounds
wish
well adjusted.
I had those two extra games. Take care.
Oh, jeez.
He's living his best life.
Yeah, and I wish I didn't have those two murders either. An asshole.
No, he really thinks he's going to be this voice of fantasy football. He's, you know, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Why wouldn't he know fantasy football?
If OJ could have two of something back in his life, would it be the two people he killed or those two games that he
The two games.
Yeah.
Because he's free.
It's about him, yeah. Yeah, but still, he had to go through all that. He has his earning potentials down.
I do think a podcast is coming very soon. It has to be. The only thing he's doing in his life right now is golfing every day. He's having such a great retirement.
Well,
yeah, I would think he would like doing a show, even if it wasn't sponsored.
He also,
because I don't know who would sponsor him. Could he get some boner pill joint to sponsor him?
Yeah.
Alex Jones stuff?
Probably put his own name on him, like, Juice's Bone Broth.
That's going to be difficult.
I got arthritis.
It's going to be difficult to get advertisers.
He's not going to get an advertiser. Not a real advertiser.
Brandon, the other thing he does that you didn't mention is he likes to go home and watch, quote, the politics.
Yeah, he does.
Well, he's certainly the voice
most people
of
call it the
generation.
News, but yeah.
Well, he maybe puts on CNN at night or Fox News.
I love watching the politics.
It's really weird. It's, I mean, to think, if you thought about 1994, after this murder, like 2 months into this murder, the idea that he would be on Twitter with 900,000 followers in 25 years, and we'd be yucking it up with him.
Wondering what I mean, Twitter is. But yeah.
Well, that's true.
I know you mean, though. Yeah, no.
It's just so weird.
It's back in society.
Man up. Stop crying.
And I'm not sure I would have ever thought that Ray Lewis would be this wonderful guy.
That's more amazing, yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
And even A-Rod.
Yeah.
I mean, A-Rod was real. I mean,
there's no murder involved, but I know what you mean. He was a pariah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is amazing how A-Rod. He's really good at what he does.
He is, definitely.
When he's not offending Kendall Jenner.
Oh, yeah. He repeated something she said at the Fashion Awards or something like that, and she said she was misquoted.
Somebody sent an email in regarding all these things and how ESPN had an MMA fight on, and the main guy was the former Carolina Panther.
Oh, Hardy?
Hardy, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, they're like, no problem with that.
Well,
was found guilty by a magistrate of beating a woman. Not a good guy. The NFL actually suspended him.
He also, you know, made those comments about Tom Brady's wife after he was reinstated.
Yeah.
They're talking about the Patriots. I mean, he's obviously just a rotten human being.
But it just goes to show you can't have these blanket, you know, decisions. I know,
but
they have to be.
I remember the email. He was saying he thought it was strange that they would kick LeVar Ball. Wait.
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball off the air for saying something about changing gears.
Yeah.
And, someone sent me a video of...
than a wife beater, you know, in their main
event. Yeah, in their main event.
It's not an ESPN-sanctioned event, but I knew what he meant. It is
so
weird.
It is weird. And then also, somebody sent me a video of, which I guess is floating around. Some of you guys saw it. They were doing... It was a football show. It looked like a pregame show, maybe, or I don't know what kind of show it was, where they're on a little AstroTurf field.
Yeah.
You know, a short field.
I saw it.
Yeah. And somebody's trying to get behind the female host and telling her to bend over to snap the ball.
It was the same woman. It was Jalen Rose's wife.
And who was it that was trying to get her to do that?
I can't remember.
But they were trying to get her to bend over so they could see her ass.
Yeah.
Molly Karam?
Yeah, Molly Karam was the girl. I can't remember who told her to bend over again.
And honestly, I just thought it was really trite and stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go, oh my God! I just thought it was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
LeVar Ball thing.
It's juvenile.
Was, you know, compared to the way, I mean, what a horrible father he is. You know, he seems like he's at least loyal to his wife. I mean, I don't think he really has a problem with women. I've never detected that.
It was Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis, yeah.
Up toward the sideline. Like, okay. That's what I want you to call.
I mean, I can't believe we sit around talking about this stupid shit.
Get out of here.
People say dumb things.
In my lager dress? Get out of here.
How much shotgun, nigga? Do shotgun?
Now, this is the NFL Network. I don't know if that makes a difference. Is it?
Oh, okay.
No,
you know what? Maybe it's not an ESPN. Okay. It isn't?
No, it's the NFL Network.
Which still? Yeah.
That's the second time.
Does Terrell Davis work for ESPN?
I don't think he does now. She must have made the leap.
See, I don't even want Terrell Davis canceled. I just, this whole idea. And I keep going back to that Cubs fan with the circle game.
He's
ridiculous.
He's a racist.
Well, so is Stephen Curry.
Just kidding. Stephen.
What the fuck?
Did you?
I mean, honestly. And you know what? Did you see? I feel so stupid even bringing this up. At the Raptors parade.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Drake
shooting.
Going like this.
Ooh.
So what's that?
I don't know. He's clearly racist.
Okay, so. Blacks can do upside down okay sign? Are they reclaiming it?
It's a symbol, and it's how people want to use the symbol. Same with the Betsy Ross flag.
Well, if you're using it for the circle game, then you're not using it for white supremacists. I don't think that guy was recruiting white supremacists at the Cub game.
The newest dumb example is the Chris Pratt shirt.
Yeah.
The Don't Tread on Me. He was wearing a flag, Don't Tread on Me.
You know, I didn't even understand that. What was the deal?
Well, some alt-right groups have used that flag in their marches. Regardless of,
by the way,
its historical context.
Who is keeping up with all these symbols and these alt-right groups and Antifa and what they use and don't use? Do you know somebody sent me, it's like a list of hand signals used by white supremacists. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. There's virtually nothing you can do with your hands that they haven't adopted. I'm not kidding. There's a ton of them.
Can you do this one?
I don't think that was one of them.
Do this one?
I don't know about that.
That's
one.
That's the dumbest hand signal ever.
I know. I don't know why. I don't like one. It's sticking your tongue between your two fingers.
I don't even know what that means.
Does it bother you more when a guy does it or a chick?
I don't know.
Dude, for sure.
Probably a guy. I don't want to see a guy's tongue.
I don't really want to see anyone doing it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty stupid. Hey, the white supremacist thing reminded me. Did you see 48 Hours last night, the second one?
You know, was it a new one?
It was the, I don't know. It might not have been new.
I don't think I recorded it last night, which is off the charts crazy for me.
It was about the kid.
Busy looking at Matt's breathalyzer.
And getting yelled at by the guy behind you.
Yes.
You're busy blocking that guy's view of a concert.
I know. We should be watching the show.
It was a story about, remember the kid, his name was Blaze. He was gay in Los Angeles, went to school on the East Coast, came home for break, and met up with some guy, and the guy murdered him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it was that whole story and, you know, the murderer's background. But my serious issue, shallow thought, is his mom is very attractive.
Yes, she was.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. That's it. That is all.
I forgot. Why did the guy kill him? Are they suggesting that the gay kid made a move on him or something?
No, they think he killed him because he was part of this. I forget the name. It was a German name. That is even. This group doesn't even like being compared to the alt-rights because they're not extreme enough. So they think he was doing it to kill a gay person.
Oh.
And a Jewish person.
Boy.
Just, you know, two birds with one stone, according to the member of the group that did the interview, too, which is kind of interesting. The 48 hours before that was another story. It was a murder-for-hire story out of Houston, which I love murder-for-hire stories.
Yeah, they're always
they're so pretty dumb.
I know, they're really stupid.
But it dawned on me. It was one of those where they recreate the guy's fake death. You know, they put makeup on him.
Which
this one was really funny because the
they always look really fake to me when I know they're fake.
The sheriff or whoever, the detective said, well, we had to make him look like he was shot in the head, so none of us really knew how to do makeup. So we got online and went to YouTube and watched teenagers show us how to apply makeup.
Was this the girl in Florida?
It was in Houston. She was from Mexico, and she married this guy who was a boxing champion. But anyway, all I could think of is when they showed her the video, and the guy showed on the phone, proof of death video.
Yeah.
If you're going to do murder for hire now, you got to get a video.
I know.
It can't be a still photo because they'll fake it. They're going to have to up their game now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I want a video of the
person
of them shooting them in
killed.
The head.
Yeah.
I want to see their brains exploding.
Yeah. It was really, they set her up so good, too, because then he was missing. So they go to question her, you know, and she obviously had it all thought out what she was going to say. They're in the middle of a divorce. And she was.
What'd she say? I don't remember the story that well.
Well, she was just explaining that the last time she saw him and this and that. And then they just go, okay, stand up. You're under arrest. And the shock is just so awesome.
It's really cool.
And she's just like, why? Like, because you killed your husband. You wanted to kill your husband. He's not dead.
The girl in Florida.
Arresting me for what?
You're talking about
who thought she was so hot,
Dahlia
by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was pretty hot. But she's like, oh my God. No. And then you're under arrest. And then she's telling her, come on, bail me out. And he's on the phone with her. And she's going, would you bail me out? And he's like, are you kidding me?
He was
trying
awesome.
To kill me. And then he goes, yeah, if you'll sign the property back over to me. Because he'd been in trouble. So he had to put their house in her name so he could travel. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that.
He was
like,
great.
Okay, you can sit and rot in jail, honey.
I love how much he hates her.
She's the worst. Oh, my God. That's when you just can't wait till the chick isn't hot anymore. It's like, I'd give up 10 years of my life to see her not hot.
Didn't it take 3 trials to get her finally put back? And in between 2 of the trials,
she got knocked up.
That's really responsible.
I know.
What a dope.
Ugh. That reminds me, I was reading about Jersey Shore family vacation, whatever.
Sounds great.
There's something amusing about so that stupid show. Yeah. But I am so sick of reading about, and I saw the clip of the situation going to court.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all outside like, oh my God, your son's in the you know, all the other people in the show.
Are you surprised how much they care about him?
I don't even believe it. I do not believe they care about him
that much. Of
course,
yeah, because it's being filmed. Duh.
And he gets 8 months,
yeah.
And they're acting like, I think it's not Pauly, but Vinny. It says like, I feel like I lost my soul. What? He's going to prison for 8 months.
Yeah, what's he's also deal? Living it up, and we've seen reports.
Yeah, he's with McFarlane from Fire Festival.
Yeah, Billy McFarlane.
Billy McFarlane.
Can't you wait to find out what their project's going to be when they all get out?
I know.
They say those three have been running that prison like celebrities, and
they are.
They're having a great time.
They're probably boofing each other.
So, anyway, this is, I mean, I can't even express how dumb this was. Them, you know, they're so upset. And Situation was supposed to do some shoot after the verdict because
yes.
He didn't have to go right to jail.
Yeah,
but he couldn't go because he was too upset. And then they went over and kidnapped him. And
cool.
I know how cute is that. So, so Ronnie has a black eye, mm-hmm. and Ronnie's like, yeah, I got jumped in the parking lot last night. It turns out he got in a fight with his wife. He's just said that. And the bar or whatever he named, I guess came, surveillance that just shows him getting in his car. Nobody jumped him. Oh, he just made that up. And as soon as he left, they're all like, he didn't get in a fight in the parking lot.
He strikes me as the kind of guy that would say, you should see the other guy.
Well, he did kick that dude's ass in season one. Remember that? Knocked that guy out?
Yeah.
On the pier?
I don't remember that at all.
Remember that dude that punched Snooki? I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
Oh,
he's like the world's worst person.
Yeah,
prosecuted. He got in a lot of trouble for that.
Remember when Buzz Aldrin punched that other guy? That was great.
And didn't get charged. You know, sucker punched
only
him.
Only Buzz Aldrin would have punched Snooki.
So anyway, apparently, since that episode, it's been revealed that Ronnie's girlfriend, who, by the way, they've said horrible things about each other. I think they both claim that they both abused, physically assaulted each other.
They sound perfect for each
other.
Yeah,
I mean, they're just the biggest dopes. She's now pregnant.
Oh,
and
great.
He didn't want the first kid.
Awesome.
And so Vinny,
smart move.
Vinny was yelling at him for, what are you doing getting pregnant again? And Vinny's yelling at him, just pull out! Just pull out! Like, that's the way to avoid pregnancy, is just pulling out.
This is why these people aren't TV, because they're such an idiot.
No one even calls him out for saying that. It's oh my God.
What morons.
Jay Wow's getting divorced.
She is?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was married. She
yeah,
has a kid.
She's already with Roger. Some new dude who's
oh,
like,
she is?
Oh yeah, he's really young, but he's buff as shit.
Yeah.
Did she meet how much younger is he?
I think he's 23 or 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's in her 30s, isn't she?
Yeah.
Not that it's that much difference, but no. I don't know why, and tell me if I'm being a total jerk, but when the girl is a lot older than the guy, for some reason, I just don't believe it's going to work.
Why?
I don't know. It just
the
seems
cougar,
like...
The cougar relationship?
Yeah. And I saw... Oh, what's her name? Carol Radiswell. Anthony Radiswell, the first Kennedy of JFK
okay.
Jr. His sister, who's been the Housewives of something, something. She's really pretty. She's 55, I think, and she's dating this 32-year-old dude. Mm. And I just can't help going, but wait, when he's 52, you'll be 75. How's that work?
Why is that any different from a woman and a guy, though? I mean, what's the big difference?
Like, I don't know. No, I don't know. I just feel that way. It seems like there's a lot of big age differences with the guy being
J-Well,
older.
I don't, why did you get syphilis?
Personally, I think any age difference that's over, like, 10 years is like... Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get to like 20 years, that seems like a
I think
long
maturity
time.
Matters.
25, 30 years, holy fuck. Although there seems to be some women who like that father figure. I don't get it.
Weird.
I know. Very strange.
Oh, yeah. A little GTL.
I'm sure J-Wow and her new boyfriend will be very happy.
She
and I wish them the best.
Brandon and I hit the same drop at the same time there. Yeah.
It was echoey. I noticed that. Was that the phased sound of the dual drop?
We... fired the same drop at the same time.
Oh, yeah. A little GTL.
Yeah, tell us that story, bitch.
GTL. I thought he said GTO for a second there. Jim Tanning Laundry. It was a nice hook, by the way.
You know what? Give him credit for the first two seasons.
Amen.
It was a huge hit. It's and to milk all this money out of it afterwards.
My God.
No, it becomes their careers. It's what they survive off of. Same thing with the Teen Mom chicks. They don't work. That's their gig.
They're all getting thrown off the show, though. Amber assaulted her new husband. Or no, he's not her husband yet. They have a kid, but he's not her husband yet. A lot of these teen moms never learn not to have kids they don't want.
Well, it worked out for them, though. It's honestly their only asset
on the show. That's true. Who's left from the... But all the... I think...
Kaylin.
Okay, I think the Janelles and the Farrahs, I think it'll all work out for the worst for them because they made lots of money for 10 years, and now they're not going to make lots of money, and they're completely reviled.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could be influencers because influencers can be dumb. Influencers can be
morons. We already see it with Janelle and her husband.
You know, they adopted two dogs, and they put a video out. Yeah. I got to tell you, I can't think of many things that make me more angry than that fucking guy showing off his two new dogs.
Well, how about the fact that the fact that they got their kid? Didn't they get their kids back?
Yeah, they got their kids back.
That's just
were complaining that this is the couple from Teen Mom that the guy shot the dog in the head because he claimed it nipped the two-year-old. By the way, the two-year-old and the dog were separate from anyone else. They're like 30 feet away from anyone else, and the two-year-old is trying to kiss the dog on its mouth.
Yeah.
And the dog just goes, just this nip thing. It didn't even bite the kid. And he takes the dog and shoots it. He threw it at the wall first.
Nobody tells me how to raise my children.
No. And then he takes it back and shoots it. They've never found the dog. They've never explained. I think somebody said it was a publicity stunt. Yeah, funny publicity stunt. Shooting a dog, getting your kids taken away from you by Child Protective Services, and then get it. No, he killed the fucking dog.
Sure was worth
it. And now he's got a video out on his influencer account. What a great influencer he is. Of his two new puppies. And I want to shoot this fucking guy. If there's somebody I can shoot in the head, if I could have one person I can shoot in the head, it's him.
I don't think we'd miss him.
God, would I be? I think I'd be a huge hero.
I don't know if you'd be a hero.
I'd be a hero.
Be a murderer.
I think I'd be a hero murderer. I don't think the jury would convict
me. Hero murderer. Can we just send him in front of the Star Chamber?
I'd get a jury consultant to pick dog lovers on the jury.
I used to have Juice to do it.
Did anyone order a hero?
I'm telling you, that would be OJ's best job, to go kill people.
Oh, be a hitman?
Get everybody back in the
He's good at it, but he needs the rage.
Jeffrey Epstein? Or?
He sort of needs the rage, though. He's really good when he's mad.
Bloom Keith.
How far in are we, Brandon?
127.
Okay. 35 years ago today, July 21st, 1984, the number 20 song in the USA was Stuck on You by Lionel Richie. Number 19.
I don't know that song. Do I not know that song?
Stuck on You. It's a ballad. It's kind of lame. Oh. Remember Dan Hartman, I Can Dream About You?
I can dream about you.
Do you know how Dan Hartman died?
Alcoholism?
AIDS.
I'm not joking. I just laughed at an AIDS death.
And you thought I was kidding.
It was very shocking.
I was really surprised. I don't even know why I was looking him up. But I'm in his Wikipedia. I'm like, you know, he contracted AIDS. And I'm like, what? Dan Hartman? I could dream about you guy?
Let's see if there's any clues.
He's got AIDS.
I don't think it was AIDS, actually. I think he lost control of a go-kart or something. He couldn't turn.
I've contracted AIDS.
That's a sweet solo.
Hold on your dick!
He wrote another hit, too. Pretty big hit.
Was it Relight My Fire? That's the second highest streaming one. I'll jump for him.
Not sure.
He's got AIDS.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I know what it is. Duh. Now they see it. You know it?
What is it?
Let me jump for it again.
They didn't catch the HIV.
Oh, yeah. It's a replay.
Yes.
This isn't his number two?
No, it's his third.
This is Dina Santafani's dad's favorite song.
He wrote it.
You think he got it from a gay relationship?
I don't know why that is so funny to me that Dina's dad thinks he set the template for NFL's instant replay. He kind of did, though. He wrote a letter to the editor in a... Was it a small paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on the show.
And I love that the family lets him know that, yeah, no, Dad, you invented instant replay. Got
to have a love again. This was my favorite hit of his.
Oh, cool. My father, AIDS. My sister, AIDS.
My uncle and my cousin and her AIDS. Dan Harmon. Is that Dan Harmon?
I think so. Sounds like him. Ooh, he's racist, too.
Would this movie work now?
Yeah.
It is the South Park guys.
Yeah, they're still, it's not like they're not around.
No, I know, that's true. You know what I love the most about the song? It reminds me that Evan was at a church, like, weekend getaway, and somebody called to ask Tess if it was okay if he watched the South Park movie, because they thought it was rated PG, or I don't think they knew it was R, but they're like, and we don't know this movie, and we're not allowing the kids to... I didn't know the movie, and I think she said okay.
Yeah, it's marionettes. What could be wrong?
I love that movie.
It's so good.
I laughed my ass off.
I just heard you telling that story. I think it must have been on a best,
of.
Because
yeah.
It kind of comes to a head where you guys all get together and you finally watch the movie with some other kids.
Yes,
and,
with
and you go,
okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because no, we were in South Carolina for Christmas, and my younger brother, his wife, she's extremely religious. Or she says she is.
It was more polite this time.
They're divorced
now. Described it. I'm
more polite this time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm getting better.
You're evolving.
And there are two kids who are not allowed to see anything with a swear word in it. Mm-hmm. Were with us. Mm-hmm. And Evan wanted to watch the South Park movie again. And so I think Chuck was like, is that movie okay? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Evan's seen it. And Evan's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. There's nothing.
It's on a church trip.
It was like 30 seconds in. There was something just mind-bogglingly tasteless. And my brother's looking at me like, and I'm thinking, oh, shit. It's the South Park movie. And his kids watched it and laughed their asses off.
Yeah, and are they okay today?
They're okay.
Oh, okay. a little worried.
The number 18 song is Panama by Van Halen.
Sweet.
Number 17 is Dance Hall Days by Wang Chung. I like that song. I don't know why.
I'm trying to place it in my head.
There it is. Nice riff to it. I want to hear this song. They also did To Live and Die in L.A. They did that movie's pretty good, actually, To Live and Die in L.A.
They
with
also,
Willem Dafoe?
They also did Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
I know. I was
really lame.
It was terrible.
Shut your hole, Wang Chung.
Magic by the Cars is number 16.
Cool song.
Yeah, I just couldn't get past the fact that the Cars, when the bigger their hits got, the less I liked their albums. But it was okay. The video was great.
Too mainstream for you.
Yeah, they were.
You liked them before they were cool.
What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner was 15.
Cool song.
Breakin', There's No Stopping Us.
What is that? The movie Breakin'?
I don't know. I didn't know the song by Ollie and Jerry.
I saw that movie in the theaters.
Really?
Yeah. I did not see Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo in the theaters. So.
Sad Song Say So Much by Elton John was 13.
Have you ever watched Breakin', the movie?
Is it about breakdancing?
Yeah. Breakdancing was huge in the mid-80s.
I think I might have seen this.
It's hilarious to watch it again.
It probably is.
Yes, look at those moves.
Breakdancing was pretty cool, really.
Still is. But it, like,
I just love when people throw down some cardboard and get down.
It like took over the world there, though, for a few years.
More than two to tangle.
The number 12 song is Self Control by Laura Branigan.
Ugh.
Again, it's 35 years ago today, July of 84. Number 11, Legs by ZZ Top. Number 10, Doctor Doctor by the Thompson Twins.
Doctor,
number 9, the worst song of all 20, State of Shock by the Jacksons.
What?
That was Michael with his brothers when they did their big stupid tour that Michael didn't want to go on.
Dad made him do it?
Yes.
I want to hear this piece.
Oh, it is so bad.
So far, so good. It's cool, Pete.
It's like you put the other Jacksons in it and it just sucks.
Yeah.
I think they had to write the music or something.
That is amazing. How can Michael be that good at making music, but the rest of the family sucked at it?
I know. You're terrible. They drown his voice out.
I don't hear him.
I think he's on there.
I tell you, it's one badass album cover, though. Check it out.
I can imagine.
Why are there six Jacksons? Yuck.
Wait, I didn't hear the hook.
Oh, sorry.
I think we're in a state of shock.
We're doing it. Come on, babe.
Oh. Isn't this horrible?
Yes.
Come on, let me in.
It's probably number one. Tito came up with a riff.
Sounds like it.
God, that tour was so big.
You didn't tell me Mick Jagger's on this song.
Oh, Mick Jagger's on this song?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, Mick Jagger did it at Live Aid. That's right. Didn't he do it with Tina Turner? I think he did.
I'm glad you asked.
When he ripped her dress off?
A little faster.
Am I wrong?
No, this is it.
Well, they're like taking two big stars and making them sing a shit song.
Love you, Jagger.
Yikes.
Fun fact, it was originally supposed to be Freddie Mercury. With Jackson.
Infatuation by Rod Stewart was number eight. Almost Paradise, the Mike Reno, what's his name, Loverboy? From Loverboy.
Yeah.
Jump was number six.
Ugh.
Wait, Jump and Panama were both in the top 20?
Oh, Jump's the worst.
Jump was their only number one, I think.
That's the song my brothers tortured me with when I was eight. I've told you that story, haven't I?
What were they trying to get you to jump from?
I think I was being a pouty baby, and my bedroom had two doors, one from a bathroom and one from the hallway.
Were you paying Dan for cable at this point?
No. That was a few years later. But, yeah, that would make sense. I would have been 8 years old, and that song, I think Jeff was blaring that song, and so they each decided to take turns at each door during the hook, opening it and yelling, jump. And I was not having it because I was being a whiny brat.
They kept doing it.
Yeah, and so I hate the song now because of that one moment.
Look at David Lee
Roth. Get over it. I do love the lyrics, though.
I know. And nothing gets me down. How did this work? I know it did. He just looks... Doesn't he look like the biggest sack of shit now?
I know, but I love it. I don't know why.
You know, in a strange way, I do too. I like it when he does his dumb jokes on stage. I don't know why.
I mean, he's fun to laugh at, but yeah. But he also fucking rocks, man.
I was actually really bummed when he went to that hotel room with the bachelor party and they were playing Van Halen. And nobody knew who he was. I was bummed out about that.
That was weird. I think they did know who he was, though, because they came and went to the elevator.
No, the guy that came to the elevator, he was just saying, hey, guys, sorry about that, because he thought that they were getting yelled at.
I know. No, I understood that. Well, he's wearing that hat, and he's wearing a suit, a three-piece suit, by the way. Who wears three-piece suits anymore?
That should have been a key, like a flag, that's David Lee Roth, because he's the only one that wears them.
With that grin from ear to ear.
Well, that looks like David Lee Roth.
Just have no idea how they didn't know that's him.
I'm not sure why his hair is gray. I would think he'd be bleaching it blonde.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Was that was number three, Jump? What was
it? It was number six.
Six, okay.
But they were playing Van Halen in the room loud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol, number five.
I like that song.
That's a good song. I love those old Billy Idol songs. He was on Axis doing a concert, and I was like, wow, I like almost every song he did. The Reflex by Duran Duran was number four. Ghostbusters, number 3. Ugh. Dancing in the Dark by Springsteen, number 2.
Oh, gross.
And it never reached number 1 because of number 1, which kept it out of the top slot.
Is it Michael? No, Prince, it's Prince.
When Doves Cry.
Oh, great song.
It wasn't my favorite Prince song.
Really?
No, it wasn't my... I mean, I liked other songs a lot better.
Yeah, that's sweet.
This song was huge. I think it was the biggest song of the year. You know, are you a little surprised there's not a Prince book out that's
Prince?
Sort of digging into
like
what
a tell-all?
Happened? Yeah.
Give it time. There will be.
I get the feeling that his life was extremely private and that there aren't a lot of people who can tell the story. Although somebody close to him will want money at some point.
Well, they got a little. They have all the songs they can play. Keep it cranking, man.
Have you heard the new Ed Sheeran song, Blow?
No.
It's a rocker.
Really?
I think. I mean, unless I heard it wrong the first time. I just saw something about it in Rolling Stone.
What's it called?
Blow. B-L-O-W.
Is it about cocaine?
No, I don't know. Blowjobs? Probably both. Hopefully.
It's with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars.
Oh,
well. But it's... I mean, it sounds like a rock song, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it is a rock song. Hey, Sheeran's a good musician. I just don't really like a lot of his songs. Well,
I only see chicks.
Oh, they're chicks playing the singer. I know, it's kind of a funny
video. Is
that
Emma Stone?
Yeah, it looks like her, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it's not.
Make me want to make a baby? Is there something you can do to someone to make them want a baby?
Maybe it was you make me want to dot, 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 ellipses, and then baby, you know? Like you didn't finish it.
Same bad.
Well, when I hear a popular artist playing electric with a lot of electric guitars,
feel like it's more,
throws me.
I feel like it's more Chris Stapleton than Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I definitely like the riff.
I think it's listed as an Ed Sheeran song.
It is. No, it's on his album. But all I hear mainly is Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
Where's the Bruno Mars part?
That was about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, it was the beginning, wasn't it?
Well, that's him right there.
Not a bad song. We're only going to have to hear it 5,000 times because everybody will
play
it.
How many downloads does it have?
5 million.
That's all?
It's not that many for...
Yeah, I would think it would have more.
Out, yeah.
Maybe rock's too hard.
I don't know if rock is in anymore, man.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying, when's the last time
Shut your mouth.
Honestly, I can't think of a rock, other than Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
When's the last time I had a hit with a rock song?
When's the last time a hard rock cracked like the top 10 in anything? It's probably been the early 2000s.
I wouldn't call that hard rock. I would just call that a rock song.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, well, harder rock.
You might be right, Brandon.
These days, rock and roll is Ed Sheeran. That's what they consider rock and roll.
Well, I haven't heard Ed Sheeran on riff lately.
I was going to say Foo Fighters, but, you know.
But Foo
Fighters, these
guys are close to 50. Yeah. I mean, where's the... Boy. What's on the boner line, Brandon?
A whole bunch of different things. People talking about OJ. People talking about... I don't even know.
He's going to have some more scores to settle.
How far in are we?
We are an hour and 43, and it's actually a pretty long boner line.
Oh, good. I need a break. I'll take a break for the boner line.
All right, you want me to spin it?
Yeah.
Drew, Mark, Chief Delegator, Trudy, Brandon, Zeus.
Hi, Trudy. Hi, Meg. Hi, Layla. You guys mentioned the other day how Mike Clark loved the guitar, and it totally reminded me of all the times he talked about that guy from QVC, Esteban, and then the Jean, the Quacker Factory lady. Quack, quack, Jean, quack, quack.
Drew.
I forgot about those
Andy
two.
Dick.
Andy!
Because I got about 10 guys that want to come. We'll get it sold out, buddy.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Fake. Thank you for that.
Hi, I was just listening to the best of, and I really enjoyed Drew's stories about when he was young and the triple threat trio. I was wondering if he had any more specifics, like, were there certain games you would play or pranks that you would play on each other? Yeah, if you could just elaborate, thanks.
Oh, Sonny, those were crazy times. We used to give each other wet willies and funny arms. We played dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Am I wrong in thinking that each wipe of the toilet paper should have a slightly smaller smear than the wipe before it? Because that's not what I'm getting right now. Ridiculous.
You can't use the Charmin. You're now sponsored by Safeway Rough and Thin. Don't forget to wash the tip of your middle finger when you're done.
I think you're absolutely wrong about OJ.
Hey, yeah, man, what's going on? Can I help you?
If he comes out with that podcast, it will be huge in the fantasy world.
I've got to pick a good fantasy
team. Marcus, be the own fantasy man.
Drew, you get all butthurt when people mention your fucking fat dog. And look, that dog is way bigger in dog weight than Chris Metz is in real weight.
No, I don't think it's true.
Guys, I'm finally on vacation down at the beach. Nice. And it was almost ruined today because I couldn't stop thinking of bikinis.
That's your bikini.
Brand on. Yeah, keep quote-unquote accidentally farting on the mic. And everybody's all butthurt about it. Speaking of farts, I'm so proud because that is my warble fart that you use when Drew does his voice. And I was pretty pumped the other day when my wife was listening. I said, that's my ass. Obviously, she couldn't pick it out of a lineup, but, you know, whatever. I was pretty proud of it. She did ask me if there were residuals for it. So, I don't know. I figure I'm probably, like, what, a penny a play? I'm close to a sticker by now? I don't know.
I saw Idiocracy for the first time last night, and I realized where all the drops came from. That movie is freaking hilarious. I loved it. Two thumbs up.
You got hepatitis.
Yeah, I have a social security number for you guys to try. It's 1-800-555-1212. That lady had me hook, line, and sinker. It was so funny.
555-5555.
Hey, Trudy, it's Ron. I found your missing glasses at the restaurant. Just want to find a time to return them to you. All right, let me know. Thanks.
Well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
Hey, you guys were just talking about the shout-out that you wanted to find from Ted Williams. I just listened to it today. It is March 29th, 2013. Right around the 2:33 mark.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, and I listen to Drew and Mike, Detroit.
To the Drew and Mike podcast, keep it stiff.
Hey, as quick audio separated at birth, the Instagram selfie dump, and Miss Mina in the tight pants.
I've got some speculation, a theory about why Brandon keeps farting so the mic can pick it up. He's got these massive sheet rippers because he's subconsciously trying to compensate for those little tiny hands that he's got. I don't know. It's crazy.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
I'm on Team Maz. Now that he's out of a job, we got to get the Non Sequitur podcast going.
Shit, yeah. Tom Sequitur.
Listening to that Benzino guy, and obviously the reason he didn't get anywhere at the cops, it's because he did not ask for a supervisor. That's the key. You got to ask for the supervisor.
I need your supervisor.
Drew, you asked the question, is there anyone who doesn't have low self-esteem? Well, I'd like for you to direct that to Bob Page. Thank you.
I am non-braggadocious.
Hi, this is for Trudy. Every time she's on the podcast, she's eating. She's always having chocolate, cookies.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
I want to know how she keeps so thin. Does she only eat when she does the podcast 3 days a week? I want to know her secret because I'd like to do it. I need to lose a few pounds. What's your secret, Trudy?
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Not sure if you're aware or not, but this reality program that's on every night, Love Island,
One of the contestants is right here from Troy.
Troy!
Actually grew up right next door to me. Pretty entertaining stuff, but it's through the wall cheese. It's hilarious, though.
Troy.
Have you guys seen this new show on CBS 8 p.m. called Love Island? The absolute worst reality show. Please check it out and give us your thoughts. Side note, there's a girl named Elizabeth who's from Troy, Michigan. She's on this show. Check it out.
Troy.
Do you think it's a coincidence that Andy Dick's cameo was all about midgets and short people? Small cakes? And, you know, the bagel boss fucker is just now on cameo?
Shut the mouth!
He's just a little guy!
The cops are looking for Courtney. They find her in the bathroom. Drew says, oh, there she is. She's hiding behind some clothes in the closet. Within 45 seconds,
45.
Matt says, oh, was she under the bed? Thanks for listening to the podcast, Matt.
Damn it.
Christine McNichol was not in Top Gun. It was Kelly McDonald. Although they both had the same initials and they're both lesbians.
I love lesbians.
But it was Kelly McDonald.
Oh my God, I was listening to Friday's show. Drew, you really think Donald Trump is crazy like a fox?
That's right.
You really think that man has an ounce of intelligence?
The great genius.
Oh my God, he is fucking galactically stupid. There is no doubt.
Get out of here.
And no, he's not going to get reelected. At least I pray he doesn't.
Are you okay?
So then maybe you can start talking about other shit and politics. Oh, my God.
Are you all right?
Listen, you blow Trump every fucking day.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
Hey, I'm calling about the Top Gun 2 trailer. Did Jack Reacher have to sit in a booster seat and strap blocks on a seat to be able to reach the controls of the airplane? Did they show that in the trailer? Just curious.
What's he doing up there?
The Jeff Bezos-McGruber tennis match going back and forth is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's any listeners that don't like it, you
get out!
Hey, I know how much Drew likes to talk about wieners, so I've got a good one for him. If you look at the Juice's Twitter from July 9th, where he takes that fake-ass golf swing, there's the distinct shape of his wiener hanging on his right side. It's hilarious. It is a garden hose. You're welcome, Drew.
He was a Thank penis you. With a man hanging from it.
What's up, DMP? This message is for Drew, who always has a problem with people saying they won't go to the White House even before
no,
they're
don't.
Invited.
Well, before you're invited,
well, Drew,
stupid.
This is pretty much the exact same thing that you do when you break up with actresses and models and singers before they ever meet you. Sorry, can't have it both ways.
That's it. And actually, here's the photo the guy. Somebody else had sent this in of Juice, and they outlined his wiener.
What?
Yeah.
No, he's got a golf ball in his pocket. Makes it look like there's a head. Okay, I have to address at least three things on the tape, on the boner line.
Yeah.
One, I wasn't complaining about people saying they're not going to the White House before they win. Not, I think it's, now in that case, they did win. But I just think it's bad karma to talk about something as if you've already won it. That was my problem with it. We're not going to the fucking White House. They haven't won it yet.
I like guarantees. It's fun.
Not when you lose.
Well, no.
What's his name? What about the guy from Michigan? Guaranteed they beat Ohio State
sure,
this year.
Happens a
What's
lot.
Stupid.
No, I know. But it's fun.
I mean, Michigan hasn't beaten Ohio State, what, once in 15 years? Why would you guarantee a victory?
He's confident.
I don't know why Harbaugh wants to get into ragging on Urban Meyer either.
Because everything he said was correct.
Yeah, but you can say anything about anyone, and it's correct, but it still might piss people off.
Well, I don't think
Why doesn't he beat him?
I don't think he cares.
He needs
about
to beat Ohio State. When people were walking out of the stadium last year, they weren't going, controversy follows Urban Meyer everywhere. They're going, we got our fucking asses kicked.
No, I think he knows that.
Well, I don't know. It just seems like dumb territory to get into. I mean,
if winning is the only thing, then yeah.
It is the only thing.
Okay.
What you think people after the Ohio State game last year were not just pissed about losing?
Of course not.
And nothing else?
Well, why does it have to be one way or why can't you want to do both?
Well, you can want to, but I think it's just dumb to say,
you're not
but controversy follows them everywhere, even though we lose to their ass every year.
Well, I think you're mischaracterizing how he said it, too.
But that's how it sounds.
Okay.
I don't know. To me, I heard people defending him. I didn't understand it.
I think what he said was accurate.
Yeah, you're in the cult, bro.
It was accurate. I'm not defending Urban Meyer either. I don't think Urban Meyer is any great person, but it's just that when you're 0-4 against someone, anything you say that's negative is going to come across as sour grapes. Honestly, do you think people after Michigan Ohio State play, do you think anybody is going home going, we're graduating more kids though?
No, I don't. I don't think that was what it was about though either.
We have less people arrested on our team.
And mind you, he didn't make those comments after they lost to him. After he lost he said we need to start winning these games.
If he's going
to
criticize Urban Meyer for controversy following him, why not say it when it was going on? When it was happening?
I don't know if he made comment then.
He didn't. I don't think any Big Ten coaches did. I don't think they said a word.
I don't know if he said anything after he left Florida either. But then again, he probably wasn't in his realm then.
But, you know, I expected to defend him, but I just thought it was dumb. I thought it was dumb when he ragged on D'Antonio in a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, because Michigan State was beating their ass.
I think it's fun when people talk.
Well, it's fun for people like us. I just think it's dumb. But hey, if I'm going to talk about it, I'm not going to say, "Oh, I loved it when he said it about Urban Meyer." I don't know. I just think it was silly. It just sounds like sour grapes.
I think it's interesting to see another coach point it out, though.
Well, he didn't point it out when it happened. Why point it out now?
It just seems like if anything,
for the Ohio State fans, go, aha, sore loser.
If that's what they want to say, that's fine, too.
That's how I felt about it. I don't really care. He can say whatever he wants.
How did it come up in the conversation, too? Like, did somebody ask him about it?
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know. I just saw he said that he's a good football coach or he wins a lot of games, but controversy follows him everywhere. I think something like that. Mm-hmm. So,
by the way... I've been looking at the Instagram of this girl that's on Love Island that's from here. Holy cow. She's beautiful.
Really? Any comments?
Any
kind or incisive comments on her Instagram?
Yeah, well, this one, she's in a... I mean, they're all just bikini, bikini, bikini.
Bikini.
This one's just yummy, yummy,
bikini.
Yummy.
I know, the word bikini is really creepy to me right now. I totally knew what that guy was saying. Bikini. That's all I hear is Jim South saying, yummy, bikini.
This comedian wrote... Bootyful. It's a picture of her butt. Get it? Bootyful. What a turd. Mesmerizing. Gorgeous. Absolutely stunning.
The guy that said Trump crazy or crazy like a fox, I wasn't saying, I said, is he crazy or is he crazy like a fox? Because he did something that the entire world is saying, oh my God, that's horrible. And his approval rating was going up. I wasn't judging it or saying it was good. I think, honestly, I think Trump would be better off. Well, I think he would be better off if he just shut up and had a good economy. That's my opinion. But I don't know.
It's not going to happen.
And when you say that he's just an idiot or, you know, he's the dumbest guy ever, he did win the presidency. He does something right. I mean, I can even admit that. And as far as him losing, even the caller sounded like he wasn't sure if he'd lose.
Oh, I don't think he's going to lose. 2020.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I really think that taking the four women that right now he's battling with, what are they called? What's the name they've given them?
Oh, I didn't know that.
The progressives.
The four. The squad. That's what.
The squad. Yeah.
So
that's unique.
I think honestly, if I'm trying to win the election, I would bring them up all I could. Yeah, now, I wouldn't say it that way, but
what he's doing is he's making the quote-unquote squad kind of the face of the left.
Yeah, that's who I'm running against. Is AOC, who has an extremely low approval rating.
Will that backfire? Because he will not be running against them. None of them are running for president.
But if people feel that they must be blunted by electing more Republicans, they might, you know.
That's fair.
I don't know if anything he's doing is going to work or not work. It's so crazy. I just can't even, because sometimes I go, oh my God, what did he do? And then you find out, oh fuck, look at all these people that liked what he did.
Whoever he runs against will be branded a socialist. That is crazy like a fox right there. I mean, that's just politics.
Well, and socialism is in the air too. Oh, you have people declaring themselves socialists.
That's the connection between the four.
There are, you know, there was a poll recently on socialism, and I'm trying to remember what the number was. I think it was 18% said they would like the United States to be a socialist country, which is like, oh my God, really? Really?
Well, there are some big socialist programs in this country, like Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, But I think generally people are behind those programs. People rely on those programs.
Yeah.
But socialism on a larger level would be a different thing.
I think there's a connection between socialism and communism. I'm just saying it's smart politics for them to label that because of that.
Yeah, I'm surprised anyone would use the word socialism and expect it to help. But anyway,
I don't
that
think
guy's getting so mad because
we're
talking about politics.
Don't want that. Don't want Democrats.
And by the way, did he say all we talk about is politics?
That's all we do. Yeah.
That's all we do, really?
It is.
We do not talk about politics much at all. I go out of my way to avoid politics.
Let's talk about
Bezos.
Sometimes
it's unavoidable. You know what? I want to add one thing to this conversation, and that's the ASAP Rocky story. Which I've been following this thing like crazy.
This is ludicrous.
First of all, there's something very... we can only laugh at this.
I'm just...
Because it's funny.
What, with the Trump aspect to it?
Well, that part's kind of funny, too.
Does anybody get bothered by the fact that Kanye and Kim, like, jumped to the front of the line to help out?
Yeah.
Cause? Well, how come you don't hear more uproar about that?
Well, I think it's hard.
Better people to fight for?
I guess it's hard to criticize if you're going to bat for someone who's... And honest to God, ASAP Rocky, I mean, the idea that, oh, this poor guy. That's the part that I think annoys me the most.
Yeah.
Sweden is the most horrible racist country. Sweden is known to be a very liberal place, very inclusive, all the things that people on the left love. That's Sweden in a nutshell, isn't it? Am I misstating that?
I believe so, yeah.
And now there are artists saying they're going to boycott Sweden because they're so racist.
I wonder what the percent of population there is black.
You know, I don't know.
Or Hispanic. Have you ever heard of a Hispanic Swede?
Snoop Dogg says he was profiled there. And also, he was not allowed in Norway because of something to do with pot. And... he was racially profiled in Sweden. He was busted in Scandinavia, and he was not allowed to enter Norway. But he only complained about the Sweden thing, which he said was racism. He was profiled racially. Bieber tweeted today, I want my friend out. I appreciate your, while you are, trying to help. So he used the wrong spelling for your. And then he starts a sentence with the word but. Period. But while you're at it, at Real Donald Trump,
I tell you,
you also let those kids out of cages?
Oh, you know what? If you have a problem with the one, you go back to your country, Bieber.
That's right. He's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah. Send him back.
Can you let those kids out of cages? Oh boy.
Go back to Canada, Bieber.
Oh boy. Okay.
Lucky you can get out.
It's funny that it takes ASAP Rocky to get him to comment on kids in cages. But anyway, that's beside the point.
I have my Sweden answer. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
There's no official statistics on ethnicity, but 31.5 inhabitants of Sweden were from a foreign background, defined as being born abroad or being born in Sweden with one parent being born abroad. The most common countries of origin were Syria, because they took in a ton of refugees.
Well, they said there's a lot of interracial marriages in Sweden.
Finland, Iraq, Poland, Iran, and Somalia. That's kind of interesting. It is, you know.
You know, here's what I'm thinking, though. If we had video of one of the dudes from ABBA and his entourage beating the shit out of somebody right here in Detroit, we had video on it. We saw the video. It goes viral. And he gets, this ABBA guy gets arrested in the United States. Should the president of Sweden be saying, hey, let him out now?
No.
You know, honestly, I'm not crazy about the president using his equity in Sweden for ASAP Rocky. Because, first of all, I read on Friday his background. He seems to have a problem with anger management, does he not?
Yes, he does.
Okay, now, if you watch TMZ... or any of these ASAP Rocky lovers, and I don't have any strong feelings about ASAP Rocky. I listen to some of his music. Not a big fan, but he apparently has a lot of fans, and I understand that. But this whole worship, I support you, I have your back, oh my God, this is terrible, they're a racist country. It seems like a crazy narrative, and yet it seems to be the narrative. I watched the coverage of the story three different places this morning, and honestly, they ran video of people saying they had G-Eazy, the white rapper, who was involved in an incident in Sweden and got out in 2 days because of his white privilege, he says, because of his white privilege. And because I forgot the other reason. But anyway, and everyone else is pointing this out too. Well, can I just say this? I don't know why ASAP Rocky is being held for this period of time. He hasn't been charged yet, I don't even think.
No,
that seems kind of that seems
their laws
that
work.
Seems a little strange to me, mm-hmm. and I don't think he's going to be in there a lot longer. I hope he isn't. I'm sure something will be done to get him out. But looking at his history,
oh, Sweden does not have a bail system.
Oh, okay.
So there's your answer.
Yeah. The other thing about Trump intervening is Sweden, the judicial system is independent from the political system, and so the prime minister said, "I can't do anything."
Yeah, it sounds like it might backfire.
Yeah, it might backfire. So anyway, let me just say this. I'm beginning to like scratch my head every time I see this story. Wow, Sweden's this horrible racist place. Just the most awful people ever. And all these artists are going to boycott Sweden. Well, my logical side goes, that just sounds crazy to me. I don't even know if this is even within 1% of being right. It sounds so crazy because of everything I've read about Sweden. Mm-hmm. But my other logical part of my brain says, you know, if I'm in a foreign country, I don't think I'm going to, with two of my buddies, just kick the shit out of somebody who's annoying me and cut him with broken glass, which is what they said. The two of the guys had broke bottles and were, I don't know if they're stabbing him with them or they're hitting him, but they're kicking him, punching him. There's three guys beating the shit out of one guy.
On video.
If I'm in a foreign country, I don't think I want any part of that. And if I have a background like this guy.
I'm not going to do it in my own country.
No, he does it in his own country. I mean, for this to be this giant cause celeb, this person, oh my God, we've got to do something. And then I watch that video. And the funny thing is I've seen a couple places where they describe this way. This guy wouldn't leave them alone, and he pinched a girl's butt right before this. Oh, my God, he deserved to have the shit beat out of him. Well, yeah, he's an asshole.
Maybe, but there's still consequences. I guess, I mean, Buzz Aldrin was almost charged for wailing on that guy.
You don't have to have three people kick the shit out of him and cut him with a broken glass or whatever they did.
Yeah, Buzz only needed his right arm, and that's it. He didn't need two other people to help.
I don't know, but it is funny how this story now gets... It gets twisted to the point
is
Sweden this horrible racist place, or is this narrative that so many people are saying that it's like Mike Clark? I mean, Mike Clark's becoming a modern day prophet, isn't he? If you say it enough, it just becomes true, whether it's true or not.
Yeah,
I don't. You know, honestly, it's just,
because they like his music. But at least I think you
can we play A$AP Rocky's one of his hit records.
I think you pointed out the best thing is that we get to use our country's equity for this.
Well, the guy's been involved in a number of incidents here. I think I would have just walked away from that guy or gone to my hotel room something. That's me. Call me a wimp or whatever.
That's what the vast majority
of. Or you know what else they could have done? They could have given him his headphones back.
Yeah.
He apparently hit somebody with his headphones, so they took him away from him, and they didn't want to give him back because he was an asshole. So I think I would have just given his headphones back. And by the way, I don't know where... I think the other guy did hit him first, or he roughed him up first or something.
Know.
So, but then to have three guys beat the living shit out of him, I don't know. That doesn't look so tough to me either. When you have two guys with you,
sounds like he's got effing problems.
This is his number one hit, I believe.
Yeah, well, because Drake's on it and Kendrick Lamar's on it. Jump for it. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real, that's your fucking problem. Yeah,
yo, let's get the president to go on this guy's behalf.
It's because Kanye reached out to Jared Kushner.
Why do these songs sound so cliche to me every time I hear them?
I just don't get it, man.
I guess not. Well, I guess they're pushing the envelope by using the F word and the N word every other sentence. Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my niggas with the game plan. And shout out to my niggas with escape.
Nobody in Sweden can sing this song.
Here's a message. Here's a message song. Let's see. Nice intros.
I didn't hear any of these songs. I'm golden. Can't forget where I'm going. Fuck Popo, police, enemies, fake homies.
Can't forget that I'm a OG. Better act like you know it. Blunt smoke, smoke weed, codeine, cough. Tell the bitch that I'm a OG.
Think Trump's ever heard any of his music?
A rock and roll!
I suspect not. Well, speaking of wonderful people, Alan Dershowitz was on.
Wow.
Was he on CNN or Fox News?
I've got the video here if you want me to play it.
Yeah, this is really weird. I am so suspicious that he's involved in this mess with Epstein. I don't know. The girl, one of the main people that was sexually assaulted, says that she was loaned to Dershowitz and had sex with him on two occasions. And there's one other girl that says this, too. And his response to this is to try to get David Boies off the case, mm-hmm. who's a very powerful attorney, although I saw people were saying, in fact, I think Dershowitz was saying, oh, he loses all his big cases. So why is he trying to disqualify him then?
Is there a conflict with, well, no, because nobody's been charged, but Boies and Clinton?
Well, Clinton isn't really.
I guess he's not the same.
Not really. Doesn't seem to be.
Well, here's his answer.
A little weird, but
here's his answer in this Fox News interview.
Why is he going after me? I have to tell you, I have a theory. I think he's projecting. David Boies has a terrible reputation for sexual activities, and I issued a challenge to him. Look, I've had sex with one woman since the day I met Jeffrey.
That's really interesting. His response to being charged with having sex with underage girls, friends of Jeffrey Epstein's victims, mm-hmm. is to say that David Boies has a weird sex life and he's doing something wrong.
But is he doing something illegal with that weird sex life?
Don't think so. I don't know.
You know, you might not like it, but it's not illegal.
But isn't that just your typical red herring?
Yeah.
Oh, he's having more weird sex than I am.
That's a look over there defense.
Yeah.
Punch to him. Look. I've had sex with one woman since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein. I challenged David Boies to say under oath that he's only had sex with one woman during that same period.
Why?
Was that one woman?
Why would you challenge him to say it under oath? Why would he ever he's not even charged with anything. Why would he say anything? That is the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
That he's only had sex with one woman
that
during
that
same
Dershowitz
period of time.
That one woman Dershowitz had sex with was the one he was loaned.
So he has an enormous amount of chutzpah to attack me and to challenge my
he's not attacking you. He's representing
perfect,
a woman.
Sex life during the relevant period of time.
My perfect sex
he's
life.
Doing it for money. He claims he's doing this pro bono. He's already earned enormous
amounts.
Wait, pause
for a second. And he represented O.J. Why? Not for money?
For money. Well, isn't that what lawyers
do? I mean,
do?
For money. Lawyers get paid. It's an occupation. How could a lawyer say that about another lawyer? That's kind of mind-blowing.
This is ludicrous.
This is amazing.
Sex life
he's
during
representing
the relevant period of time.
A
he's
molestation
doing it
victim.
Yeah.
For money,
he claims he's doing this pro bono. He's already earned enormous amounts of fees from these same people, and I'm sure he intends to earn more
because
he got into the case in order to get $1 billion from Leslie Wexner. So I'm going to beat him, and I'm going to beat him bad. And my goal.
I'm going to beat him. You know, he never exactly says. I never had sex with that girl by name, Miss Jeffrey. He never mentions her.
Had sex
that's
with
interesting.
One woman.
I mean, David Boies, David Boies, David Boies, David Boies.
Never talks about her, yeah.
Never says her name. That's the only thing in question is, did you have sex with this woman?
Yeah.
And another woman. And David Boies, he claims, changed her mind, too. Now, that seems like he's suggesting that David Boies made her say this, that she never said this before she knew David Boies, that she just decided to throw Alan Dershowitz into the fray, and this girl is so untrustworthy and so not worthy of our, you know, of our trust or belief that she can have an attorney tell her, say Alan Dershowitz had sex with you too, and she'll do it.
Yeah. And they commit
that's,
perjury.
It seems awfully defamatory to me about Boies and about her.
Mm-hmm. Boies should sue him.
Yeah, I think he should. I don't know. It's something is just seems
nuts,
so
dude.
Weird here. And let's see. Well,
that reminds me. Do you know the show Our Cartoon President?
Yeah.
Did you see the intro last week?
I did not.
All right, let me see.
I think it's on my recording.
I'll see if I can. Epstein was involved in the beginning.
Oh, boy.
It was pretty funny. Pretty funny intro. I got to find it, though.
That show there, I mean, it reminds me of when the South Park guys They had That's My Bush. They had the TV show about George Bush back in the day. And that show stopped because of September 11th.
Oh.
Yeah. As soon as those planes crashed, they pulled that show because I don't know if it was...
Well, Bush's approval rate was 90%.
The show can get a little exhausting, but still pretty sharp. Yeah, the very beginning here.
And now a message from the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, I would like to address reports alleging that I was friends with billionaire convicted sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein
and attended
his infamous parties. Sure, I told New York Magazine in 2002 that Epstein is a terrific guy. But that was before I found out that I said later in the same sentence that he likes beautiful women on the younger side. I knew I had to cut off our relationship right then and several years after there. Now, I've brought someone who can confirm that we are very innocent.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's cold sore. Every few years, I pop up and remind you of your bad choices in the 90s. I have never been to Jeffrey Epstein's home on 71st Street between 5th and Madison near Jody's Juice. Try the strawberry. It's delicious.
And why would I go to Epstein's home? I don't want to be reminded of the things I've seen there.
Let's talk about the so-called Epstein jet on which Jeffy Boy and his friends, who know him as Jeffy Boy! Allegedly committed vile acts.
Sure, witnesses allege we were passengers, but so is Kevin Spacey.
I don't think this Boy Scout would let anything untoward happen up there. The only reason I was on that jet 4 times was it was the best deal on kayak.com.
And I promise I didn't smoke a cigarette in the bathroom.
Which is the only law in the sky, according to our attorney, Alan Dershowitz.
Dershowitz!
He litigates like his freedom depends on it.
And it does. You know, Bill and I may disagree on health care and criminal justice.
Barely.
But we are unified against these all but undeniable accusations.
In the end, aren't we all just Americans accused of the most ghastly crime imaginable?
And on an unrelated note, I am naming a new Deputy Attorney General, Jeffrey Epstein. I'm also pardoning him and having his mouth filled with cement.
Don't you cry, Jeffy boy. We're sending a rope of potato chips down that well. I promise!
Bill, you're my best friend.
And you're mine. We're gonna get through this together, little brother.
I can't believe we almost let Hillary tear us apart.
This has been a message from two presidents
it's
of the United
so
States.
Weird.
By the way, the video of Trump dancing.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh, my God, is that weird. It seems like a bad movie or something.
Yeah.
And you know what else I was thinking when I was watching it was, Trump was out there as a non-politician who was chasing chicks, who was spending money, having fun, hanging out with all kinds of people for a long, long time. Is
grabbing
that
by the pussy?
I mean, are these the only two or three pieces of video of him that he would really cringe at? Doesn't it seem like there'd be more stuff out there of him?
What do you mean?
Well,
I mean, dancing with chicks isn't illegal.
No, it's not. But he's, you know, he's yucking it up with Epstein. It looks bad. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, however, I mean, you would find, knows lots of people and his friends, I'm sure, with lots of people in Palm Beach and in New York, too. So he can make a lot of people look bad. But, I mean, that piece of video of Trump dancing, I would just think there would be. I mean, he was out there. Okay, if you're talking about Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton was governor. He was attorney general. He was running for president. He was president. His wife was senator. Bill Clinton, well, if there's a camera around, you know he's being careful.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, I don't think, is being careful if there's a camera. Not really careful because he wasn't a politician for a long, long time.
Yeah, maybe there just wasn't.
I would just think there would be more goofy things of him.
Maybe there weren't that many cameras around. I mean, that was part of a...
Well, he shot The Apprentice
mini documentary.
For,
well, that, yeah.
For a long fucking
time.
Did
Tom Arnold find those tapes yet?
I don't think so.
He's been looking for those tapes. Where are they?
Yeah, that was a big letdown, huh?
Someone was playing. Does he have a podcast? He does, doesn't he? Wasn't that what it was about?
Really?
We had a show. That show, and we thought it was serious at first because he kept doing all that press about it, and it turned out to just be a comedy.
It was pretty funny. Remember they had this Tom Arnold's
house? Oh, that's right.
It was
the
most ridiculous thing.
Every time he was at his house, they showed a picture of some different castle or mansion.
Or just a weird house, yeah.
No, I would think, like, outtakes from the TV show. I mean, that TV show was on for a long time. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, you would think somebody would have them. Or
every time I see a tape of Trump, and that tape was just
so silly and so embarrassing. I mean, the dancing, he hits the girl in the ass, too.
Of course.
I would just think there would be more silly, maybe embarrassing, if nothing else.
There probably is. We can't remember it because we're inundated with so much of it all the time.
I'm sure there are people looking very hard for it, but I'm just surprised that there isn't more stuff like that. The Access Hollywood thing was a fluke because he was mic'd.
There's all the Stern stuff, too, you know.
But Stern doesn't play it.
No, I know, but people find it.
Yeah, and there's that stuff's been quoted, some of it. But I just would think there'd be more. So Lauren Sanchez and Bezos.
Last you saw, they were making out at Wimbledon.
Yeah. And
having very loud sex somewhere.
What are they quoting here?
Oh, insiders and sources. Oh,
okay. They weren't trying to upstage anyone. They were just happy to be together. As Jeff made uncomfortably clear when he couldn't keep his hands off Lauren.
That implies that everybody else wasn't happy to be there with the person they're with.
His paycheck's
they're not making out.
The duo's Alterbound. Jeff and Lauren are just so happy, and they want the world to know. They feel free now. According to a second friend of Lauren's, the couple doesn't even think about prenups. Both of them have more money than they could ever spend, but this doesn't even register.
That's a good idea, Jeff. Don't think about having a prenup again.
Jeff gave up $38 billion to be with Lauren. I guarantee prenup conversations will come closer to wedding day, but right now it's not even a subject. Said to be bird nesting with their exes.
Have you ever heard of this?
Four kids stay at one home while he or ex Mackenzie move in and out for days or weeks at a time.
Talk about luxury. Talk about a luxury, man.
This is raising kids in 2019. The kids get the house.
Parents divorce. They move out and find other homes.
The kids have earned a mansion.
Yeah.
The parents are allowed to stay half the time each. Oh, my God. That's funny.
It'd be a blast. Well, those kids.
The problem is most people getting divorced don't really have a lot of houses they can just devote to.
They don't have the means. But
you got to have three houses then.
Here's the best part. Not only are the Bezoses doing it, but so is Lauren Sanchez.
With her husband?
Yes.
Oh, well, he's got $400 million.
Yeah, no, they're both loaded.
The bird nesting is actually doing better than anyone expected. Above everything, everyone involved in this brouhaha were concerned about protecting the kids. Oh, that's why they didn't stay married, because they were just concerned about protecting the kids. Lauren has plenty of help with the children, thanks to Patrick and her family. She has a huge support system. This allows her to travel with Jeff. Oh, and she can fly, because she flies.
Yeah. Brandon and I were trying to figure out, like, what is the connection here? Because he's weird, and she's got plenty of money. Is it because of the flying?
It is definitely because he has the most money,
yes,
and she wants the most money.
And he spent $38 billion to get her.
She was loaded prior to this. Her husband was loaded prior to this. She wants to be number one. And I don't even think she's that.
I don't either.
She's not.
She got a nice body on her. She's pretty.
I'd rather have Miss South Carolina.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bezos could bang much hotter.
Fill you up. What? I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me get this.
I want to be one of those four kids.
Oh yeah.
I got mom and dad's money.
Somebody is refusing to listen ever again now.
It's almost done. Don't worry. Almost done. Almost. Oh, that's right. There's a second one.
No.
Wow. Fucking shoot.
Ruining people's sex lives right now. Oh, boy. Well,
was there any more in that story? For some reason, I thought there was. Maybe not. That's not.
I think there was more, but.
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. They're so happy.
Good. Good for you.
Lauren's got weird lips, by the way.
It's always freaked me out.
They're really in love. What you saw at Wimbledon is what they really are.
They've gone through so much to be together. Oh, they went to billionaire summer camp?
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, my God, does this sound terrible.
Attended by power players Tim Cook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Uber CEO Dara Khrushchev.
Doesn't that sound tedious?
Oh, God, I know. I can't imagine anywhere I'd rather not be.
Well, I know, but the connections.
Maybe Lauren flew him there. So that'd be nice. They just wanted me together. Okay. So, there was something else on the tabloid story list, wasn't there? Dershowitz's sex life. Okay. We should get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Trudy will be in tomorrow. And we got to get a hold of Andy Dick this week because he had his Dickopedia event in Chicago over the weekend. So I kind of wonder how that went.
And the wheels are moving here. We're trying.
Some of those bookings are interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like he's really trying to book gigs.
Yeah.
Like he needs to go on the road. And I'm sure he doesn't want to. I don't think.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't he want to?
Well, because he likes being at home. He likes being in California, I would think. I don't know how often he wants to be in Kansas City for 4 nights. I mean, maybe he does. I mean, I worry about him on the road.
Yeah.
Although he sounds like, you know, he had a real good run in Kansas City. I'm curious. I think somebody we know went to the event in Chicago, I'll hear about it.
Where is it? Itasca?
It's outside the city. I think is that in Buffalo Grove?
I don't know. Yeah. That's where he was.
It was at a Holiday Inn.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. It didn't seem like the kind of booking he might choose first.
Huh.
But I don't know. Hey, I think he's just happy to be out getting paid doing his thing. Yeah. I thought the Dickopedia thing sounded like a great idea.
Yeah. And it says baby mama was with him.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll keep him out of trouble.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow, Trudy. Meanwhile, I've gotten some cards from people. Sherry sent a card. Matt Jennings sent a card. I'm not asking for cards, but thank you very much for the cards and all the people who have written to about my mom. Weird day on Saturday. I'll have to talk about it tomorrow. But think about it. And have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow, Trudy. See you!
January 26th, 1933.
Push, baby, come on!
Ah!
Oh, I can see the head. Oh.
8 years later at Tony's parent-teacher conference.
Mr. Vernon, Tony's a little behind in his work.
Do we need a tutor for Tony?
Nah, tutor ain't gonna do shit. I think Tony needs to repeat the second grade. He's pretty slow and shit.
Am I dumb or something, mister?
No, Tony, just think of it like kickball. You need a takeover or a replay or some shit like that.
I guess as long as the kids don't tease me.
Tony, they'll tease the shit out of you, but don't worry about it.
15 years later...
Tony, what seems to be the problem?
I can't get a boner, Doc.
Have you ever fantasized?
What's that? I never did that.
Have you ever relived, replayed an exciting sexual event in your past?
You mean like the first time I popped a rod?
Exactly. Replaying something like that could be very effective.
So Sesame are washing Dad's car, and she said...
Give me the squeegee, Tony.
And when I turned to hand it to her, the hose completely soaked Sis's white beater, and she said...
Oh my God, of course the day I forget to put on my 36 double D see-through bra.
But if it was see-through, I'd see those cannons anyway.
Oh wow, all my bras are see-through.
10 years later, it's the annual Army-Navy game on CBS. And Riley Stockwell's good to run with him. He shoots right. He breaks a tackle. And he's out past the midfield. 45, 40. Riley. Reverses field. He slips another tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Riley Stockwell.
What a run by the Army signal caller.
Jeez, I wish we could see that again. One of the most amazing runs I've ever seen. And until someone figures out how to push the rewind button, cue the video, and hit the play button, I'm just going to have to memorize it.
Good going to have a takeover or replay right now.
Meanwhile, back in the truck.
Good going to have a takeover or replay right now.
Tony, cue commercials. Tony, are you there? Tony!
Think of it like you need a takeover or a replay or some shit.
Replayed an exciting sexual event in your past?
I can make it through the second grade, I can pop a rod, and I can damn sure get him his replay.
Lindsay, stand by for your replay.
Hit rewind, cue touchdown play, and pause. Set it up, Lindsay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not live. This is instant replay. Hit play, Tony.
Hey, Bobby Stockwell's going to run with him. Hit you straight. He breaks the tackle. He's up past the midfield.